So, is this the week or no? This is not the week. I guess I will continue to confront Liam as I reveal that.
Oh, okay.
There are 141
which dead is cops.
I wish.
No, that's going to take a while. We're not at that episode yet. But this is episode 141 of the Friendcast. There are 141 million DNA building blocks in chromosome 9.
Ah, I see.
Of the human...
The things I learned.
The best
chromosome. Which chromosome is that?
That's the one that you inherit from your parent.
Well, they all are. Well,
man, no, there's that two, chromosome sucks.
There's two copies of chromosome 9 that's inherited from each parent, and this is and that's a specific mirror. And chromosome 9 specifically has 141 million DNA building blocks.
But that's not 141.
Every time it has like that many.
That's what it has.
That's for podcast that's number 141 consistent. Million.
Yeah,
not podcast 141.
I'll take it. I'll let it slide.
You know, theoretically, every esoteric fact has a decimal point and a million possible, you know, like infinite possible zeros and digits afterwards, really. There's no such thing as a whole number after all. What?
It's all
That's
lies.
Not true.
Do you want to roll that one back a little?
Who knows? I don't know.
Math and English aren't your strong
We need to go back
today.
To watching Sesame Street.
MathNet. Da, 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 da.
I don't remember MathNet.
It was the Dragnet parody, but it was all math.
I don't remember that at all.
I know it was like
to learn you're good.
These detectives and the gumshoes
use math. Mm-hmm.
They use math to solve all their cases.
And of course, since they were super into math, they had no emotions.
Yeah,
and were just very robotic.
MathNet was great.
Was that a TV show or
it was a parody skit?
Was that on Square One TV?
It was a Square One.
Yeah, I believe. So.
Okay, it was one of those kids shows.
Okay,
those learning programs. Those
kids' learning programs are always the worst. Was the one I watched in class one time, Télé Français.
Ooh, I never got that.
That's a super French one where they got puppets
Sounds
and
like
stuff.
You telling me the Télé Français was Français?
Yeah, a little bit.
Our puppet ones were like, we got like Marie Soleil.
Marie Soleil is all
right. Right, and that was the bilingual one because she spoke French, but Fergus the dog spoke English. And Samuel the Clown was
there a puppet of a pineapple in that one?
No.
Low tier shit.
And Umbrella Tree.
Under the umbrella tree. Yeah.
The chameleon.
Polka dot door.
And the weird sexy gopher.
God,
and
I feel
the,
like I'm learning.
The blue jay named Jacob, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, big comfy couch. That's our age time.
Of course. Yeah, no.
I saw that one. Yeah, that was tail end of you, and that started with us.
I caught that one a lot.
Big
they
comfy
played that
couch.
One a bunch.
It didn't look comfy at all.
The best part.
No, it looked fake. Like nobody ever sits on it.
The best part about Big Comfy Couch is how Allison went on to shoot a bunch of zombos.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yes. Allison from Big Comfy Couch is Claire Redfield.
Oh, wow.
I would have never known.
Yeah.
All I remember is how
the VO.
There's no actress. When it came time to check.
Yep.
Nope, shut up.
In several films.
Nope, canon. It's super canon.
In like three films altogether.
What were you saying, Wally?
When it came time to check the clock on the big comfy couch, she'd stick her ass up in the air and like roll around and do a bunch of weird like poses and shit. Hey, your nose is bleeding because you thought about Allison's ass. So you should go take care of that.
You're actually... Yeah, okay, Pat's leaving. He's walking away.
Man, all those lewd thoughts.
Oh, fuck off, you motherfucker.
Who would have thunk it?
I'd like to take a roll around on that comfy couch.
Oh, no.
Check out small, comfy dick.
Oh, fuck you.
It's comfy.
All that blood.
410 million quarts of blood lost.
410 billion dead corpses.
Dead boners.
Born to die.
Live as a fuck.
World is a fuck. Kill them all, 1989.
Yeah, kill them all.
I am Trash Man.
These are the holy scriptures of which we live our lives by now.
Chisel that into stone and call that the best friend's commandments.
Chisel it into your fucking chest with a scalpel. Yeah.
Dude, I would tattoo that onto my body. If the price was right.
On your back and put LEDs so it lights up in the night.
Is that a thing? LEDs with tattoos?
I'm just spitballing here.
Invent
it's a good idea.
Invent it.
Yeah. Like either that or heaven. The character for heaven.
Oh,
the ten symbol. Yeah.
Ten, yes. I was like, what? Okay. So we might as well start with Liam's week.
Yeah. Okay. I did Dark Souls 3.
I'm dying here!
Dying in the bathroom. I played Dark Souls 3. I played that for like almost 30 hours. That game's fucking good. I really liked Dark 2.
Okay.
As much as I liked it a lot, It definitely feels like 3 is like a return to form. It's like it's stronger.
Strong.
It's a better game.
And you said you've seen most of it now, right?
Yeah, according to the trophy list, I think I only have 3 or 4 bosses left. Because okay. I always like to see like which order people generally beat bosses in.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'll beat one boss and I'll go and I'll be like, oh, I beat that one after most people. Or, oh, I beat that one before most people once the paths start to branch a little bit. Mm-hmm. So like I've been keeping an eye on that and I'm getting there.
What's
I'm getting
your build look
the
like?
The game. The heaviest armor available. It's sick.
With the heaviest weapons available?
No, not the heaviest weapons available. The weapons I'm comfortable with, which is like a bitch straight sword, but that's what
normal
I like.
Sword.
That's what I like. I would have used the whip, but they're still no good.
Yeah. What are you talking about? The whip's great. Everyone should put all of their fucking Titanite into the whip.
I mean, it's like I'm looking at the moveset, and it's like, yeah, that's the Kane whip moveset. And
dude,
it's not like a giant-ass crazy big whip.
Did you guys talk to the guy who gives you weapons in exchange for your souls?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, one of the Lords of Cinder who's just sitting on his throne.
Oh,
that
wait,
guy.
You might have.
Oh, okay. We talked to that guy, but we didn't
yeah, you
that
have to
from
give
him
the item from the boss you guys
you
just beat, actually.
To do it.
Okay,
well, next time. One of the items that he can give you from the beginning is like a fist-type weapon, but you need to get the soul of a demon for him. I have yet to find the soul of a demon, but I really want that weapon. Because there's never been a viable fist weapon in the game.
Did you look in the folds of your couch? You could have left it.
No, I couldn't find it.
Because we found a cestus, and it's just a normal cestus, as you know.
And it's useless.
But
so
I want.
Cool.
But it's the bone fist that I really hope makes a comeback.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of comebacks.
As Pat's comeback.
Oh, geez, with the big like tissue in the nose and everything. Who touched Pat's bloodstain? Are we seeing his death visuals right now?
Oh, that's cool.
Are we seeing how Pat died?
I get nosebleeds.
Okay.
But yeah,
when does this vision run out?
Vision?
Yeah.
No, it's ended.
He fades away.
Mute his microphone. Yeah. But like, I really like it. A lot of like really good changes. The Estus flask. Now giving you a magic Estus flask is fantastic.
They finally fixed and balanced that system.
It's like Zelda.
I don't ever really use magic other than using it for weapon skills.
But you will on that second playthrough. Maybe.
No, I'm not a bitch.
Loser. Yeah.
I use a bitch straight sword, but I'm not that much of a bitch. I'm going to use magic.
You're a bitch.
And the weapon skills are amazing. They're fantastic.
Weapon arts.
When you get some of the boss weapons,
select your weapon arts.
I imagine the boss weapons have goofy ones.
The boss weapon arts are sick. Like you're going to be flying all over the place.
Yeah,
We all saw that animated.
It feels
GIF.
Like that's what the button is for.
Yeah,
the goofy shit goes here.
Yeah, I still wish the whip was viable, but
it was viable in DS2. And DS2 had that super long
single move was really, really good.
But every other moveset is just terrible. Yeah.
But the weapon art on the whip was pretty dope because it's basically, we were like, hey, wait, it might be Summon Suffering.
Yeah,
it's pretty close to Summon Suffering.
Yeah, it's not bad. You get a second whip that's better, but it's still not great.
It's not Chain, is it?
No.
No,
it's not.
Okay. You
still can't be a
You're looking for Lords of Shadow.
No, I just Castlevania is what I'm looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So me and Liam were talking about this just a little bit before, and like it's kind of surprising how like I can't tell if it's the game or it's us, but the game's easier.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
For us anyway.
And whether it's experience or the design of the game, I don't know.
I think it might be both, maybe.
Yeah, I think so too. To be honest,
like it's a little easier, but and we like cut our teeth on deaths and Bloodborne and all that stuff.
Them,
and
so yeah.
Oh,
but I wonder. It's still super enjoyable, though. Like regardless,
I want. Well, I mean, these types of games, I imagine it's just like the first game is the hardest, right? In terms of like, your experience,
yeah,
and then your knowledge will coast you more and more as you go further through.
Take you to where you need.
Yeah,
to
pretty
go.
Much. Exactly.
And they didn't remix the formula so strongly that you wouldn't be able to deal with what they throw at you.
No, exactly. You know? It's like little improvements here and there, but like I'm not making stupid mistakes I did in Demon's Souls. Like in Demon's Souls, for all the game, I just equipped the heaviest fucking gear and like went over my like limits and stuff, but I didn't give a shit. I took the heavy, stupid roll, and I went through it, and I suffered with it because I liked it. But now I'm not, and I just have all the heavy armor. My vitality's pumped up to stupid, and so I can take it, and I can roll fast still. So
take
I don't know. Just little things like that I think make the game a lot easier.
Okay.
What were you saying, Matt?
Yeah, I was just complimenting you on your taking it good.
Taking it good, yeah. I'm taking this game real good. I can't wait to play more of it, and I'm excited for the DLC. I'm not even done the game yet, but I can see the end in sight, and I'm like, no, keep going.
Yeah, and then they announced that DLC is going to come out in the fall, and that's about it. That's all we know.
It's going to take a minute, yeah.
Does it feel like we're going to have a 1-3-2 type of tier by the end of all of this?
I don't know. I don't. I think, like, I think 1's really good, obviously. I'm not going to get caught dead saying it's bad. But
he never latched on to 1 like most other people.
I always like Demons better. But
yeah, that's why I didn't include it.
I think if you like actually take into account all the improvements and stuff, like 3's a better game. Like going back to 1's a pain. It's got tons of little things that are gone.
I've been playing
that make it
1
less fun
in
to
between
play.
The sessions that we've been recording for 3, and there's a bunch of shit that's just infuriating.
Yeah, it's not as enjoyable to play given like all the new stuff. Mm. So I don't know. Like when at their time of release, like 1 might still be the best, but. You know, for all the fondness, like, 1 does kind of, like, slip a little bit once you pass En Orlando.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Those last areas.
Up to there, it's really good.
Especially patch 1.0 Izalith. I was telling somebody about that they never did patch 1.0 Izalith. It was terrible.
It was hard to do patch 1.0 specifically. You'd either beaten the game or, like, you were already, or you were nowhere near and you got patch 1.02 and it was fine, but, you know.
How would you feel about, like, okay, now you're just trying to look as stupid as possible.
Dude, there's so much blood.
The blood is coursing.
Like, thing that was in my nose earlier, it soaked all the way through to the end.
You need a tampon in your nose is what you need.
Yeah.
How would you feel about, like little things like smooth and silky, the birds, like in this case, the piddly paddly or whatever they're called.
Pee-pee poo-poo.
It's a little different, yeah.
Yeah, like, how would you feel about things like that just becoming, like, just more clear where it's like you put an item down and then you see a bird exchange it for you, or if something dies off a cliff you just get the item perhaps, or like little things like that are part of the system at this point.
Yeah.
Do you feel it'd be like blasphemous to
I'd love for them to go back and improve Demons Through Dark 2 to the standards of Dark 3.
See, basically any time where you'd have to load out the zone and reload in to make the thing work,
did improve that in DS3 in all the old ones, like in the original version of the Crows, you had to load the game. Now in DS3, and I think it might be in DS2, they would give you the item immediately. They'd swap it
on the ground.
So that's a big improvement. And in DS3, when you hit the bonfire, it reloads all the states, and like items that are in pits come back up to the spawn locations, and you don't need to load out.
Well, and like,
that's their
and
idea
stuff,
of improvement.
Stuff like crystal lizards falling off cliffs and giving you their drops in Dark Souls 3.
Yeah,
that's a lifesaver. Yeah. The amount of times that I've like thrown away characters just trying to get fucking crystal lizard drops and having them run off a cliff and getting nothing is like,
yeah, it feels like it's like these are things that. Like, you can fix very
they've been
simply.
Like, they were things that at the time you look at them and you're like, okay, yeah, that makes the design tough. And then over time it's like, okay, it's a bit more frustrating than tough, so let's change that up a little
bit. We also, like, we shot an arrow at 1 and, like, it almost fucking completely died. So it was like,
I didn't even try.
Not,
cool.
not fully, though. But.
I really like the new, like, powered-up crystal lizards.
Yes!
They're sick, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great reward for that. Well, they replace the Titanite demons from 1.
Basically, effectively,
because they even upgrade the same kinds of materials,
And they look cool too at that scale.
Yeah, definitely. You'll see other ones. They're pretty sick. Mm-hmm. I played that a lot. I watched a bunch of anime.
You watched anime?
Watched a bunch. A bunch of new stuff came out. Did any of you guys watch Space Patrol Luluco?
Not yet.
Okay. No. It's super good.
Yeah, no, I'm seeing screenshots of references they're making, and it's like, this is one of them good Chinese cartoons.
It's super good. It's by Trigger. It's just
is this the one where people are tweeting me the Street Sharks that are in it?
Street Sharks are in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
It's just take Panty and Stocking and remove all the raunchiness. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
So it's a show of nothing?
No, it's really good. It's got the same kind of humor, but it's just not about. It's not after sex.
I literally don't remember. Anything it's, about painting?
Well,
stocking
this
other
one
than
this one's themed after Space Police, basically, it is basically a sequel to Inferno Cop. And Inferno Cop
shows up.
Okay, well there you go.
I saw that screenshot too.
That's all I wanted.
It's got a different name, but it's the same guy.
Damn is it? I'm on Fire Cop.
Yeah, but now he's got more fire and more glasses.
There's 410 billion of us killed.
Yeah. But no, super sick, super good show. Really, like, it's a short, you know, 10-minute thing, just like Panty and Stocking, how that was formatted. Mm. But it's good. It's by the same kind of team. So if you like that, like, super eclectic sense of humor, kind of
the Trigger comedy team.
Yeah, they're quite good. They're quite good. I remember I heard recently about how Inferno Cop they like pledged that they'd only work on it for like 2 hours a week or something, because they knew there was nothing, there was no money to be made on this project, so they devoted like so little to it. Have you seen it at all?
I've watched all of it. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Me and Wooly were finished doing some recording like months ago. We were just like, we should probably watch Inferno Cop, and we would just watch.
Well, we watched through a bunch of it too. Yeah, I remember.
Did we?
Yeah, absolutely. On your couch.
Yeah, we watched some episodes.
We watched the beginning. Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I think I watched the rest of it. We watched all of it. Well,
yeah. It might have been. Yeah.
It was. It's pretty good though, and yeah, Luluko's great. And the other one, the other one that I think I should put out there, because I don't know if it's on your radar, is Kotetsujo no Kanbanari.
That was totally on my radar.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Kanbanari of the Iron Fortress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish it was called Castle Superpiece.
I thought that was going to be Iron
Joe. Save it,
Joe.
Matt. Save it.
I'm like, I'm down for a character named Iron Joe.
Oh, no. But, no.
Yeah.
Right.
I
see that. Yeah.
So it's Canyonero of the Iron Castle.
Yes. Yeah. That's good enough. Okay. Yeah. Canyonero.
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 Thank you.
No,
thank you. Thank you.
Come on.
So it's by Wit Studios and a lot of the team that did the Attack on Titan anime adaptation.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
and it's like they did that anime and they went, man, we can do so much better. Let's do this, but better. So it's basically about a world with these, I guess, zombies. And they've got these like molten iron hearts kind of.
Okay.
So destroying them's kind of tricky because they've got like iron flowing through their blood and stuff. So they're like super hard and durable. And so people hole up in these big like cities that they make with these like with huge moats around them and stuff like that. And the only way to get from city to city is by train, like by like
this
train.
This sounds like
high off
remarkably similar to Attack on Titan.
It's similar, but it's like instantly apparent that it's better. It would be unremarkable if not for the excellent character writing, the insanely high quality animation, like.
Like the good parts of Attack on Titan's animation and not the bad parts
but
of it?
Only, no, better than that.
Okay.
Dude, like, this show looks beautiful. Like, maybe, probably better than One Punch Man. It is a gorgeous show.
Is it?
They usually have three layers of shading as opposed to just light and dim. Yeah. They have light, mid, and dim all over the place. Really, like, remarkable animation that you don't see at all. It just doesn't happen.
Plot, characters, and, like, so on. Is it just, like, another survival setting?
You mean, like, big monsters are attacking humanity.
Slash
what are we going to do?
Slash death.
Well, that's a different setting. Death Game's a different setting. Death Game is all of us people have to be in this closed space, and one of us is going to survive.
But sometimes
this is like big monsters are attacking humanity. How's humanity going to do it?
And there's also a Death Game.
But sometimes Death Game is like, and there's monsters we're releasing into like
did
group
you guys,
of core
did
friends
you guys say
and
Death
people.
Gun?
Death no,
game. No.
It's not like that. It's the trope of like big monster, like unstoppable force attacking humanity. What's humanity going to do?
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's firmly
okay.
what it is.
I like that.
It is fucking good. You should absolutely check it out.
So I have a weird question. What's the technology level on display here?
It's like 18th century
okay,
technology
that's...
with like some steampunk.
So the
stuff
height
going
of
on.
Technology.
The height yeah. of technology.
When
it, exactly.
When tech was
it's
still
samurais
cool.
with guns. You
all
know,
right.
like that era. But
that's
they're using,
what I wanted.
But they're using steam guns.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, the main character is fucking incredible. He's so good. He just wants to fight.
What's
he's
that?
He's like an engineer, but he doesn't want to do engineering. He wants to fight. And so he uses his tools to fight. He's super cool.
What's that name again?
Kotetsujo no Kanbanari.
Iron
in English?
Kanbanari of the Iron Fortress.
Okay.
Canyonero.
Which one?
Iron Castle.
Looking
maybe?
Up which like which one? Looking up would you know? Anyway.
Whichever. Yeah,
yield
whichever.
The most
just Google Kotetsujo. You'll find
410 dead zombies.
410 million
beast.
Dead animes. I talked. I was on a podcast this weekend. It was DigiBros Spring Weebcast, which was all about hey, what anime just came out, and we just recorded that.
How many animes were there?
A lot. It was a lot.
400.
It was a lot.
10.
It was a lot. Can you contain yourself on this one?
I think I can.
410 million dead anime.
Billion.
141 animes.
141 animes.
Anyway, we recorded the Spring Weebcast the other day, and that should be going up tomorrow or something like that. It might even be up now. Hell, I don't know. It's about 5.5 hours long, and it covers like every show worth covering.
That is,
so.
Yeah, no, he told, I was like, oh, how'd that go? He says it took 5.5 hours.
Okay. Hold on a minute, because we talk big shit about our four-hour podcast.
This is not their standard.
Oh, okay.
This is a, like, beginning of season. Yeah. We've got five people. Got to talk about all the new non-sequel shows with the exception of JoJo.
Yeah, okay. This is their giant bomb countdown type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. So, but it was fucking long. It was super fun.
Countdown
and
it's up.
So, yeah, that's your Born anime. To die. You want to know what I think about anime? It's
no.
It's over there. It's only 5.5 hours long.
Yeah.
I hope there's timestamps.
Watch them all in 1989.
Could you actually, like, that long? Like, that's enough to complete one of the series that you guys discussed, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, if they were released, absolutely. Yeah. But we didn't. We watched a bunch of shitty ones and then talked about them.
So, oh, were they all shitty?
There was a bunch of shitty ones.
What's the ratio here?
Of shitty to good?
Yeah.
Same as it always is. There's like three or four like gems. And then like 20% is solid good. Like, you know, good, good. And then 20% is fine. And then the rest of it's like, ah.
So like a full half is just trash?
More than half.
Give or take.
That's
wow. It's like mediocre to trash. You know what I mean? Like if you're really jonesing for that kind of thing, you might like it.
I need my otherwise, poop garbage.
But otherwise, do you want
to watch Superman cartoons?
Moe Moe, waste of time.
Yeah.
You know?
Like if you just hold your, like if you just randomly click on something on Netflix, what are the odds it's going to be good?
Low.
Yeah.
Low.
If you're not like right on the front page, absolutely. Low.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean like on Netflix?
Netflix.
You just say Netflix?
If there was a random button, what are the odds you'd get like a good thing to a bad thing?
Sorry, yeah.
Welcome back to the podcast, man.
Because I thought you meant the Netflix anime series that Netflix originals.
No, just Netflix in general.
Like
anime, you know, and anime is mostly bad. So,
that's the reality.
If you pick a person at random off the street, there's a high likelihood that they'll smell.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's always that likelihood.
Especially if you smell them.
Yeah.
Remember, that raises the chances dramatically. Aliens has like 2 stars on Netflix, so...
Well, as it deserves.
What the fuck?
Oh, it's Netflix what? Stars.
What?
Don't even.
Do you know what? It changes depending on what you're watching Netflix on. If you're watching Netflix on the 360, it's different than Netflix on the Xbox One.
Oh, because it must be curated to the device.
Exactly. So it doesn't...
3DS all the owners movies hate are super aliens. Good on 360.
It's so pixelated, I can't watch it.
3DS owners love Barney's Horse Adventure.
Bingo.
Why is it Barney's Horse Adventure?
I nailed it.
I
wanted to say Barbie.
I meant Barney.
Matt,
Barney.
What did you do this week?
On a horse adventure.
I had the horrible realization that as long as you make it a franchise, I'll like almost likely be a whale for your mobile game.
Oh, no. And, oh, what the fuck is
what
this?
What the fuck, man?
Okay, but not really, because I was mostly in a plane at the time, but I kept saying, let me buy
what
more
was
points.
It? What was
for
it?
My
was it WWE Supercard?
For my AVP armor.
Oh.
And, so what is this game?
Alien vs. Predator Evolution. It's a fun little... You know, beat 'em up brawling thing?
No, it's not. It's not fun. Don't trick people.
I played it. I thought it was pretty decent. But the whole thing about it is that, hey, go into your XP and like you have some XP that you gain from doing these missions, and that's cool. But you can buy, you know, the Predator 1 mask with his razor whip from AVP Requiem
for only $35.
Yeah, you can do it with all the XP, but the problem is that the XP they give you
takes fucking forever.
And there's a cap every day, I'm guessing.
No, there's nothing that restrictive. But if you press tap to buy and you can't afford it with your XP, if you tap it once more, it'll say, "Well, you can buy it with your real money or whatever." And then when
your
you do
pred
that,
bucks.
When what?
With your pred bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's Xeno points and Yachua points.
Okay.
Right. So I'm seeing all these mixing and matchings, and like the game has fatalities and all this crap and stuff. And I'm just playing. I'm like, this is kind of fun. And when I see this, I'm like, oh, but I can get the razor net, but I can make it, and it gives me like a full buff, and I'll be able to kill everyone so much easier. And I'm on a plane, and I have no Wi-Fi, but I keep pressing, give me the armor. And it's like, you can, but you're going to have to spend your money on it. And I'm like, still pressing the button because I want it so bad. And by the time it came out of my system, and like I came home from Texas and all that, I didn't have to, you know, do it anymore. And I'm like, but I'm still thinking about going back in and playing a little bit more, but... That's a sad realization that there's a Berserk game.
How much did you spend?
I spent zero.
Good.
because while I was trying to get all this, but the realization hit me that this might happen.
Yeah,
you know,
don't let it happen. Can get
I'm
you.
Trying not
don't
to let
get
it
tricked.
Happen. Aside from that, I played a bit more Killer Instinct. Just I'm all like I said last. Or did I say on the stream or whatever that I'm just trying to get Hisako's final color. And that cool Hisako shirt came in the mail.
Oh, you got it too.
Yeah, yeah,
I got
it too.
Say, well, did you ever find, can you not?
It's a beautiful
did
shirt.
Did you ever find out what the other text says on it?
No. Okay. No. I think it says in the description on the shirt store, maybe. Yeah. But I'm
I think it translates to...
It says Killer Instinct on the top.
It translates to I am your new waifu because... Yeah. I look through all the characters' final colors, right, Willie? Like the ones you have to you earn, can't buy.
Yep.
And I just looked at every single one. Like, which one do I actually want the most? And it was Hisako's red skin with
very
like,
nice
blood
one,
stain,
yeah.
like kimono and all that. So I played a bit more Quantum Break, just like I don't know, maybe an extra 40 minutes when I had some spare time. And I got like one new power, and I'm just like, I'm still, I don't know about you if you've continued it that
much. A little
much,
bit, yeah.
Like, I'm still having fun with the base powers I got out of the tutorial.
They're super enjoyable, like, yeah. But I always feel like I want more enemies to use them on.
Yeah, because sometimes you can kill them, like some rooms you kill them so fast and you're so effective with everything. They're like, oh, I didn't really get to really experiment.
I
want to
use it more, yeah.
And I'm not against like time dudes yet.
Well, yeah, so. And knowing Remedy games eventually will just be fighting enemies for hours.
The last couple of hours.
It's just going to be 400 enemies.
Yeah,
410.
Stop it. Stop it.
Time cops kill.
Stop it.
Dude, like, it was already killed on the recording session.
So. You destroyed the continuity.
It's already destroyed. But did you watch more Quantum Break?
I kind of made the decision that while those the show bits are well done and the actors I have in it are good, I kind of actually just want to get on with the game, and then when I'm finished, I'll watch them, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
It might actually be a bad move, but I'm from the one I watch, I'm like, this just seems to get interesting backstory for secondary characters.
Yeah, the first one's all about the secondary cast, yeah.
But then the other ones are not?
I don't know.
Oh, because I thought you had watched
No, I didn't
then.
Play to the second one. No, that's all.
Oh, you only watched the first.
I played it a little bit, and then Dark Souls 3 appeared at my doorstep, and then I said, well, goodbye, Xbox One.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to watch it. I decided once I beat it, I'll watch it, just because, like, yeah, there's all these great actors running around, and they're slickly produced shows. They don't look like cheap.
No, there's quality there, yeah.
Whatever, so. I watched a movie called They Look Like People, and I saw a trailer for this, and I was like, whoa, that's fucking weird. It's like, I only could describe it as psychological horror in the sense that it's just a guy's paranoia about what people really are. And he thinks that there's like a race invading
lizard people.
Not lizard people. It's not even really described.
So it's not real. Then.
Skrull invasion.
Maybe it is, because the movie kind of dances back and forth where you're like, wait.
Yeah, is he crazy or does he have something going?
And it does a really good job balancing that. And it's a very cheaply made movie. When I say cheaply, it doesn't look cheap. It's just
three
or four actors in a couple of rooms. And that's it. But holy shit, was it a good movie. It was one of the most tense, like, unnerving, like, I would, like Jacob's Ladder type stuff.
They look like
rather
people.
Than, like, a Silent Hill type thing. And it really, really good acting. It's just basically about two friends, and they reconnect after being really, really good friends for a long time. And they both have these kind of, you know, like, social, like, anxieties and stuff. And this one, the one guy is just having this really weird issue, and he doesn't know whether to bring it up, and he's like, people will think I'm crazy if I bring this up, but it's true.
That's the main character?
Yeah, that's the main character. Mm-hmm. And it was just really, really awesome. I found it on Xbox video service, so I'm sure it's on PSN as well. I don't think it's on Netflix right now, but it was really good. One of the best things I've watched recently.
Cool. I'd be interested to see it. I like the premise.
Yeah, because it was really creepy, but like not. It didn't go for no jump scares, no anything
right.
like that. It was
when you said the name initially, I was like, zombie movie?
They look
zombie
like
movie?
People.
But
yeah,
no,
yeah,
that's
no,
a
no.
it's a better
no.
Not
that sounds more like infiltrating people.
Yeah, yeah, it
sounds more
yeah.
like Body Snatchers.
Yeah,
or,
it's got
one
a little
of
bit
of
that
so
definitely. I also like really quickly saw 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah,
holy shit! Fuck the Thailand poster for that movie.
Why? What is it?
Spoilers. Yeah,
it's the final shot of
really?
The movie
oh,
in
wow.
the poster.
Wow.
Asia doesn't care, man.
That's a big deal.
Because that
the ring is mine.
That would be a lie because like for anyone in that country would just be like, well, this isn't what the poster promised me for 99% of the film. So I was actually a little disappointed by it, not because it was bad or anything, but just because, wait, what's Cloverfield supposed to be now? I don't really get what they're...
It's like a brand for monster movies.
Because some people are saying what they're actually going for is an anthology, and the title doesn't have anything to do with it. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting, but I kind of wanted a sequel to Cloverfield.
So it just means found footage or something?
It's not found footage.
Not found footage.
At all, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that's okay. But John Goodman is incredible in the movie.
Yeah, it's shot really well.
Ramona Flowers is incredible in the movie. Yeah. And it's very, again, very tense, very like, oh shit, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? But then I was kind of...
I like how much the characters bounce back and forth.
Yeah, and my only kind of thing with it is that it just didn't really go anywhere. It was kind of the same situation the entire time. Then just things happened in the last 10 minutes. And I was like, okay. Not that it's bad. It just wasn't what I was expecting.
Sure, yeah.
I still recommend it, though.
I like it.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Season 2.
Did that just come out?
Yes. It's so
funny. Wait, that came out already?
Friday.
It's all out. Yeah.
Friday. I missed it.
It's like, from where I am now, and I like it better than the first season.
Wow,
it's so fucking on point. I've laughed so hard. I wrote a thing on Twitter saying, like, just one of her random jokes is that, Kimmy does this thing now where she just talks more about, like, what she missed. Like, she did that a little bit.
Yeah.
But then she's just like, I really want to talk about the guy from Operation. His eyes are open. And he's having 9 surgeries.
Yeah.
And then a guy's just staring at her and is like, yeah. And it's just these occasional...
No.
And
I don't know how far in are you?
Like, 6 up. I'm, like, halfway done.
Okay.
Just really, really... Like I've laughed constantly in every episode. There's some tons more Montreal talk.
Pushing Montreal.
Remember they just said, "Oh, the Expos."
Yeah.
In the first season, now they're just like, "Oh, that's just as good." It's like when a person goes to Montreal and when they come back from it, they can't talk about anything else. Like, "Oh, it's so good. I went to Montreal." Yeah. I'm like, Where is this
coming from?
Did Tina Fey have some sort of weird trip to Montreal? I don't get
Sounds like it.
It was really, really strange, but it's totally funny. The last kind of thing is I had our friend Chris Ricks over on a stream, and we had fun and played JoJo and Sailor Moon games and stuff. But other than that, she was telling me about a friend of hers that is looking for a little 6-month-year-old female kitten that got abandoned from her previous owners.
Do you have 2 cats now?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But we'd like to meet this kitten because the kitten is very shy. It was already declawed because their owners declawed her, and she's fixed. And we told her about Zach, and they're like, if there's going to be a couple that does well, a female and a male, one a shy kitten and one shyer, like older cat, that might work. So maybe we can set up a few meetings and see if that works. But we have to be very
careful.
Methodic in that you have to bring them over a couple times and see if they can get used to each other. And they're like, I have 4 cats and this cat just stays away from all of them because I'm trying to find this one a home. And I saw pictures and I posted them on Twitter. I'm like, it's the most beautiful little princess kitten ever. Like, my heart fucking melted. So hopefully that does well, but we don't want to push it if it's not a... If it's not a thing that
if
doesn't
it's not
work,
a match
then I'm not
worth
gonna,
making.
Not
this is the moment that Matt starts his descent into crazy Catman.
Catman, yeah. I haven't heard that before.
And you eventually hit a point where, like, if you don't want to have to make sure the match works, just have more cats.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they'll all balance out eventually.
Into a big kitten Katamari Damacy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. If you get enough cats and you become that guy, then, like, it doesn't matter if they don't get along.
But, like, we were talking about this. Like, we want 2 pets of anything. We want to make a best friends. We want kitten and bunny or dog and cat.
Cat and snake.
We just want... No, they don't get along, though.
Oh. Have you tried putting Zach in
them? Everyone forgets about snake.
Even snake forgets about snake.
Well, you know what didn't get along? Huh? Rats and cat.
Rats and
cat.
And that wasn't Zach's fault. It was the rats.
What?
The one last thing, though, is that I got this in the mail from a fan that just sent it to me, Cthulhos. He sent me the Mad Max art I told you guys about.
Oh, is that a magazine?
It wasn't a poster for the movie. It's a magazine cover that was released only in Japan. So when I talked about this on a video really or whatever, cool. He just said, here it is. I have it. And he's like, now that you have it physically, because you can't find it online in decent resolution, you can scan it
fucking
now.
Scan it, yeah.
And make it your poster. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, holy shit, dude. So thank
You'll
you so
much,
You'll
be the only
Cthulhu's.
Person in the world that has that poster.
Yeah, you better scan it.
No, Gaijins in Japan certainly probably
no,
do.
No, no, no.
Can't
not
get rid
Gaijin.
Of that, like, 16 dick tips for her.
Because it looks like the Metal Gear art. Of that
yeah.
one painter
yeah, it does.
Guy?
Yeah, it does.
Like, so I'm super stoked to scan
Wait,
that.
Wait, 16
it's so
dick
cool.
tips?
Yeah.
For her.
For her.
That's what the you know, things to make you whatever
140 billion ways to pleasure your woman.
Thank you.
That's it.
That was a far-reaching one. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Thanks,
well, he's
so
sorry,
thank you
too, I bet.
So much for to Cthulhos for that. So, yeah, that's a busy but tight week.
Matt, what'd you do this week?
I played AVP Evolution.
I was waiting for Wooly to pick up the slack. Fine, fuck it, I'll go. Hey,
no,
I'm Pat.
You're bleeding.
Well,
bleeding,
I was bleeding all over. Bleeding. I got a dry nose, dude. I bleed all the time.
Your face is all red anyways. I can't tell if there's blood or not.
That's racist.
Red on red doesn't show.
Doesn't show.
It's red on white. I'm like a human
Red
Canadian
face,
flag.
Red hair, just fucking bleed, whatever. Who cares? Same shit.
Okay, whatever. Okay. So what I played more Pillars of Eternity. I played more. I played a shitload more Enter the Gungeon.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I can't. Every time I sit down in between any editing steps or uploading,
you just
steps,
need to pick it back
I'm
up.
I'm just like, I'll do a run, and I'm getting like super pissed.
Oh.
At how hard it is to unlock like permanent progress in that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fucking infuriating. It took me a full week to get that elevator. Because mm-hmm. it requires you to
you
get
need
three
to get
keys
all that stuff in a run.
And $120 mm-hmm. down. And then it asks you beat the first boss without getting hit, and then you'll do it.
Piece cake.
Fuck. Oh, that game's really great. I played a little bit of Dark Souls 3. That game's really good. I wish I could play more of it. I hate you, Liam. I don't know. No, I did not.
It seems like you played a lot. You were telling me you were grinded out souls.
I got really bored and ground out.
410 billion souls grinded.
Just like 120,000. That's
okay.
It.
Just that.
I don't really have much else because every time I would be like, I want to play Dark Souls, I'd play Enter the Gungeon.
So there was a lot of thinking about Dark Souls.
Yes, there's a lot of thinking about Dark Souls.
Thinking.
Yeah,
pushing.
So my week was not
and pushing.
Not very
not,
interesting.
Not much in there.
Sorry, folks.
No Gundam?
A little bit.
Okay. For a second, I was worried that I wouldn't have anything to do for the
next
few
minutes. But nothing really cool happened except for Zeta showed up. Wait, what?
Nothing. That was funny.
Gundam talk.
But Zeta showed up, and I'm kind of unimpressed with Zeta. I like the Mark II's design a lot more than Zeta's.
Oh, the Zeta showed up. Yes. Yeah, there we go.
Like,
also,
I don't like the colors.
How about the fact that it's like, yeah, this is designed after your specifications.
And then they give it to him. He's like, yeah, whatever, I guess.
Yeah. But it's like, yo, you're that good? Yeah. No.
No.
Basically.
Do you like it? No.
Yeah.
Does that actually happen?
Yeah, no, seriously. They show up with a new Gundam mech.
And
it's
better.
And they give it to Camille. And it's better. And it's a super awesome mech. He's like, we built it off your specs. Isn't that great? Yeah, so, I guess. Like, that's the exact line of dialogue.
So you've now been introduced to Anaheim, right? And Anaheim Electronics? No?
Yeah.
Is it run by the Mighty Ducks?
Okay, never mind. It's fine.
What are you talking about?
Basically, it's like basically there is the Drebin of the Gundam world that was being built in the meantime, in like early on, but wasn't exactly there yet. And in Zeta... that's where it's like, okay, there's the company that builds all the mecha for everybody, and they're impartial to the war, and they just profit on it.
Oh, I see.
And
yeah, okay, I'll take a look when I get that far.
Because Anaheim
it's not a huge like point in that regard. It's just background stuff, but I'm sure the name's been dropped at this point.
I think they mentioned it a single time.
Okay.
So Anaheim is impartial to hockey, and their ducks will do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. That's for the right price.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's just
I feel like you got most of that from a wiki and was excited that I would hear the name, and I'm totally baffled as to what you're talking about.
No, it's because it's something that comes up a bit more, but it's an interesting thing that's like part of the backstory of the setting. But if your confusion means I'm going to shut up now, so never mind. It's fine.
Okay.
All right. It's cool.
You're in Anaheim. What?
No, not the location.
You're in Anaheim. You've seen the Anaheim.
The company, Anaheim Electronics.
Anaheim Electronics has definitely never been mentioned.
All right.
They said Anaheim once.
Okay.
And that's it.
Then never mind. Forget it.
You're getting there.
It's been a while. Excuse me. Go ahead.
That was really good.
All right.
It was worth it for the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, that was worth it. Yeah.
What about you, Willie? What did you do?
Mighty Ducks got a goddamn weird cartoon show. That thing was terrible.
But no, they look cool.
That wasn't weird. That was great.
They look cool.
It was a McDonald's toy. It was shaped like a puck. I liked it.
The Mighty Ducks.
Where is
cool
this
physically.
Coming from?
Mighty Ducks of Anaheim was good.
You said it was shitty, but they
it was.
Cool.
It was terrible.
No. The show might be bad, but I thought the heroes themselves.
Their designs were great. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I watched like one episode.
Wasn't there a game?
I feel like there was.
I feel like there was a game.
I might just be thinking of like Battletoads and Battle Maniacs.
If it was
on
the Super Nintendo or Genesis, I would have seen it in my like list by now.
So, Wolves, what'd you do with your week?
I finished Daredevil. So
yeah,
finally.
Can we do that spoiler cast?
We can do it.
Not today though. You haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it.
You gotta
watch it. I'm busy like still clearing out the office. I'm almost done, but that keeps going.
Okay.
9 seasons.
Well, whenever you guys want to do that, that's good to go.
You guys can go ahead.
I have some thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even care anymore.
But Matt does. That's why I want to have it.
I'd have a few things to say, but honestly, yeah, it has
been. It's
been
a month since I watched it.
Yeah, but now your thoughts are fermented and stronger.
Well, how about we just talk about it? Now that you said you did it, how about we just talk about it during the Punisher LP?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We just have to forewarn people.
If we remember.
That's a bad idea.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, I think we should just do a spoiler cast.
I like when Frank shot all those people. That's the end of my
thoughts. How many did he shoot?
48,052.
That's correct.
That's correct, actually.
That's correct.
We all saw that article.
Yeah, we all have the subreddit link, and we see what people post on it. So let's not act like we knew that before that popped up.
I knew that.
I mentioned it today to you guys.
He's been counting.
Liam, did you see that thing that someone also posted on the subreddit about Ghost Rider and the Punisher?
No, not yet.
So the Ghost Rider uses his pen and stare. Do you remember what that does?
No.
It's basically a raging demon.
Shows
you
your sins.
Okay.
And he does it to the Punisher.
Oh, the pen and stare. I misheard you. Okay, yeah.
And then he does it to the Punisher, and the Punisher's just like, so... And he just punches Ghost Rider off, and they just keep fighting.
I saw the pages where the Punisher stole Ant-Man's costume.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I like this.
That's
thing.
A strong Punisher.
Many of these things I didn't know.
Yeah,
it's like, face your sins. He's like, I regret nothing.
Yeah.
I was like, shit.
Well, I got nothing
either. In fact,
I
pat myself on the shoulder every day.
I'm doing a good job. What are you doing, Ghost Rider?
Which
your,
is weird.
Your penance
Ghost Rider,
there made me feel better about my actions.
Ghost Rider kills people all the time. He always knows that they're super evil
because
of whatever. Anyway,
just like Punisher.
Yeah.
So we can do that spoiler cast whenever you guys want.
What are your overall thoughts, though?
Overall thoughts were first half or first 75% way better than season one. Last 25% poorer.
Interesting. Yeah. It doesn't quite stick the landing
Matthew.
As well.
Doesn't stick the landing.
The first season does
doesn't
it.
Stick the landing.
But the start of the first season is slower and not as great by comparison.
Yeah, the buildup is fantastic.
How great is Foggy? How not the most annoying person in the world is Foggy?
He's terrible.
You know what, though? I don't even feel that angry because most of the time he was being annoying, he had a point.
No, I don't care.
He was right.
I don't care.
Also,
no, he wasn't
like
right.
Like him not talking would
he
be
He wasn't
weird.
Right because like, he would say, hey, stop being a superhero and saving people's lives.
No, he a lot of the time what he had to say made a lot of sense. But regardless, Rosario Dawson is the rightest character in this entire show.
She's going to be in all of these shows.
Yeah. She's so correct in everything. It's great. Also, that guy that runs the newspaper is pretty slick too.
Yeah, I agree with like,
the guy who gives people jobs for no reason.
I like
and
the
then
way,
they're terrible at them.
I like the way he talks. He's
he was kind of
a
shit
guy.
In the first season.
Yeah,
they kind of made him a bit more likable.
He's leveled up. You've learned. You know that he's a dick now. but that's his thing. Mm-hmm. You know.
What did you think of the stairwell fight?
That was good.
Yeah, you told me about that. That was good. Just by the name stairwell,
it was
fight.
Like the. It's the best fighting scene I've seen ever.
It was the best fight scene in the show, that's sure.
It's
that's
better
for sure.
than the one in the first one, the hallway.
The hallway one?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that one just blew me away. When
yeah, it didn't have enough murder in it for me.
He clearly murders several people in there. There's injuries that they sustained.
The hallway one. Now we're talking. That's some murder.
I was way more like turnt for the...
Every day.
The what do you even call it? What do I call it? I guess I'll say the hallway one that happens in this one towards the end.
That
one's the one I mean.
Hallway part two.
No, you're talking about
season one hallway, right?
No, I'm talking about in season two when there's a fight that goes that's like
down a hallway,
down a staircase.
No, we're talking about the one in the jail.
I'm talking about the jail fight.
Yeah.
Jail fight is to me was
murder in there.
I like that one much better because it was clearly more visceral for obvious reasons.
Yeah,
and you get that payoff.
Your TV show's becoming like your video games, and more visceral,
slightly
for obvious reasons.
Oh, you don't even know how close it's becoming to the video game.
The thing too about that whole like at the 75% mark, like it's like right at that point you get that all the warriors moment, and it's like, oh yeah, it's going down.
What?
And then it just kind of Spider-Man 3s it a little bit, you know.
Well, the weirdest part is that I feel like the threat, like the very nebulous threat, is it's really unclear as to why the bad guy's plan will be a problem.
Why should
we worry about this?
And
I don't know.
And the honest truth is that, like, it helps to know the comic backstory in those moments. But
so, yeah, I don't know. And I'm just sitting there
you're
going,
just riding
like,
along
clueless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, really, Stick, you can't just say this is the best. Like, at one point he says it's the end of the world. And I want to shake the guy and go, why?
Why?
Why is it the end of the world?
I did go back and pick up three volumes of the Frank Miller Elektra Daredevil runs. Just to refresh.
Doing that too.
Just to refresh on that stuff, you know.
Because while the Elektra in the show like has some annoying things, not because of the actress or her dialogue per se, it's just like what they had her do, which is annoyingly call Matt every like
be
episode.
Annoying.
It was just not the best.
But her herself was like an awesome version of Elektra. Much more, like when I say, much more awesome than the dishwater that was Jennifer Garner.
Indeed. And, you know, no latent psychic abilities this time around.
Dishwater.
But whatever. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay, I think I talked to you about this when we were doing the Punisher LP, and you don't have to obviously just say if you liked it or not. But what did you think of how Frank got his skull on his
chest? That's what I meant when I said, like... That your payoff, like was.
I don't get what you're talking about. He just paints it on the vest.
No. There's a thing he looks at that inspires him to do it.
There's the inspiration behind it, and it's really solid.
I never saw that.
It's really solid.
Anyway,
I'm sure you guys will have a lot more detailed information in the spoiler cast.
Certainly.
I don't know. I'm pretty much done.
And you know what, too, man.
We'll see.
Like the rival that Daredevil has to deal with is like. That return was really fun as well. Because, like, initially it was really goofy in season one, but then, like, we doubled down a little bit and make it more interesting
this time. I totally disagree. I think that character's return was super lame.
Ah. Oh, well.
Because they don't do anything different.
Yeah.
They did more in the first season than they do in the second.
Anyway, you guys can discuss this.
I guess so.
Come on.
I also went to Obsidim, which is another room escape.
How many fucking are there?
There's a couple.
So Montreal.
In one city.
It's about 35,000.
So here's the thing.
Is this the one near Chinatown?
This is the one near Papineau.
Because I saw one near Chinatown, and I was like, how many?
So here's
the number.
Well, here's what's going on, right? Room Escape is now popping off.
Yeah.
And it's like they're opening up as we speak over the last 12 months. Let's say 24 months. Like over the last 2 years.
Vape stores are shutting down.
They're shutting down.
Vape stores can't shut down fast enough.
They're shutting down and making room for Room Escape.
Yeah. Get ready for your combo Room Escape vape kit store.
Yeah.
You got to vape your way through this room.
Vape Escape.
Can you escape the vape?
Write that down.
Vape Escape.
Oh, God. It's right next to Castle Super Beast.
There you go.
No, but the Room Escape, the ones
in a week, you're going to see the rooms, the words Vape Escape, and you're not going to understand the context. And you're going to be like, wait, what was that?
I really like the main ones that I went to, I told you about, that were like in the area. Mm-hmm. And so it's like I'm trying to like check out the other ones around town to see how they're doing things differently. Mm. And this one I went to is actually, yeah, it's a very, very different setup where it's not exactly like puzzles and solving and then getting to the next area.
It's about punching doors really hard.
This one was like,
you can't punch through tough.
Like, yeah. And
we got your money.
And this one, I don't mind to elaborate a little bit more on this one because it's one of many scenarios at this place. But it was basically like, okay, here's a scenario you go in, and now you're in two teams of four, and one team gets locked up further inside of this facility, and they have to try and figure out what they can, find what they can while handcuffed to this
ooh,
area.
I like that
and
part.
Sort of stuck in the, mm-hmm. the interrogation room. Then the other team of four has to infiltrate from outside the facility, literally.
That's neat.
Right? And you're given
literally outdoors or just outside like an inner facility?
Outside the warehouse like main gates, basically. Okay. And then you're given a duffel bag full of infiltration tools.
A gun.
And you have to use them as you will, right? Mm-hmm. So you starting with like an actual like door lock scanner that you have to put a hacking device into and then decode.
Easy money,
right? Yeah, get inside, and then like and then it just kind of splits from there. And this one was like, again, it's a very different set of goals where you get in, you're looking at security footage, you're going back through tapes, you're trying to find passwords and whatnot. And at some point, there's actually a moment where you find the what is implied to be a guard a security guard pattern routine, mm-hmm. and you actually have to you have to hide in vents and in secret places and put everything back as it was while the guard investigates the area you are in to not get caught.
Right,
and then they leave, and then you know
what was that noise?
Basically, right? Wow, okay. And then at one point, if you're in the right area, you can actually kind of peek out and see one of the guards putting the password into a certain door and get some extra stuff there. Really fun stuff, mm-hmm. you know?
Sounds like an actual stealth video game.
Yeah, it really was. And like, you look through your duffel bag and see your tools, and at one point, you see a little like remote control car and an iPhone to control it with, and you have to put that in a vent and steer it through.
Oh, that sounds...
Is there a crowbar in there?
No crowbar. But basically, you steer it through and like...
And there's stuff, yeah.
There's stuff to do.
Yeah.
Maybe you can put a key on it and bring it to some people that need a key.
Yeah.
You know, and then eventually you both teams go through their own respective like hallways and mysteries and rooms, mm-hmm. and then you meet back up
with
a central final room, mm-hmm. where you have to solve the big one. Mm-hmm. And the big one is like really elaborate and
then a
quite
big tall guy comes out and you all got to kick his ass. Yeah.
Well, the fucked up thing is like...
Welcome to die.
The fucked up thing is now you're a big group of eight, and the security guards are due for another pattern in 30 seconds. Where the fuck do all eight of you hide? You know? So that shit gets hard too.
Just jump them.
Really, really fun stuff there.
Tie them up with the handcuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Just fuck them up.
Yeah. Kick them in the balls until he gives you your money back.
And
you're never allowed to come back here again.
And one thing I'll say that I'm noticing is that like as time is going on and more rooms are getting set up, they're straight up grabbing the latest toys, gimmicks, and technology from off the shelves and working them into
these Wooly, how long do you think it is before one of these is marketed as being a real and dangerous?
Well, I've already...
Injuries guaranteed.
Well, you know how I talked about this before? Like, you can go through haunted houses and then you can pay money for, like, the things where they rough
where they
you
throw
up
you in the back
bit.
Of a car and
they
stuff.
They throw you into cars. Like, maybe, I can get to that part where...
Those spikes are real.
Just treading right under illegal.
Yeah.
Well, we had a really long discussion afterwards about... Like, we went out for drinks after and we're just talking about, like, okay, so you get that $250,000.
Yes.
You buy that haunted town that we were talking about that we have on our wish list for the stream.
Yeah.
And then you make that a giant room escape town.
There was some form of Kickstarter or something like that a long time ago that when that started popping off, and it was Detroit land is real cheap. And the guy like mapped out like this 10 square mile area of Detroit that you could buy for like $200,000 And his plan was to turn it into like a paintball theme park with zombies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. No, that's it.
It did not happen.
Bummer.
It'd be so fun to set that up and have it be like, you come in, you camp out for 3 days, and you participate in this massive escape game, you know?
We'll call it Madden Town.
Yeah.
Jimmy got a little too real and killed and ate his teammates.
It's fine.
No, he won. That was the victory condition.
I guess he won.
Yeah, and so I'm going to continue to like explore. Oh, that Jimmy.
There was one. I took a picture of it.
Room Escape
when
in
you leave the gates of Chinatown on Saint Laurent or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, Jeu d'Evasion, up above whatever this Davidson place is.
Okay,
it's. I'll show you on a map.
Yeah, that look. I haven't seen that. That's new too.
Yeah, it's sketchy in French, so it'll be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Sketchy French and Chinese.
And there's another one. There's another one downtown that's just called Trapped that I'm going to go check out as well.
Oh, I heard about that one.
Yeah.
The band Trapped just shows up and starts playing.
You're like, no.
I'm trapped in here with them.
And, you know, besides that, just a lot of work in gym stuff, boxing, so on and so forth. So nothing else really exciting.
That new JoJo's pretty good.
I'm kind of disappointed that they didn't explain Okuyasu as well as they should have. It was a bit unclear with how they handled that.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty rock solid.
But the way it looks and the sound it makes is
fucking great. It makes the same noise as the world.
It makes the same noise. Like a very, not the exact same, but it's a very similar kind of reality is being ripped open right now.
Yeah.
And this is not supposed to happen.
Right.
Yeah. You did some shit that you should not have done. I look forward to...
him poorly using those powers.
I look forward to 4 episodes from now.
Poorly using these powers.
Do you think it's going
like
to be 4?
Every Stan user, I look forward to them poorly using them.
No, that's this guy's thing.
I'm looking forward to
super good
not
one,
the next episode.
But he's stupid.
But the episode after
the one after that.
Because that's the lock, that'll right?
That'll probably be a little bit further on.
Dude, I want the lock. The lock's so fun.
Good. Yeah, that'll be me, man. That'll be me.
Okay, so what's up in the world this week?
What'd you do this week? Video game industry.
When I do that, I just think of the stupid fucking the intro roll of Dragon Master.
Sure.
Remember when me So Matt and I just started singing that one day, and we couldn't figure out what it was for like weeks, and then we discovered that it was the fucking B-roll for fucking Dragon Master.
The weirdest thing about that
it's
is
on
that
the Xbox.
That is, and like, and I've always told you guys every time you made that noise that that's the same sound for Here Comes a New Challenger in Street Fighter as well.
It's not.
But it's you put in a new quarter and press start, and the game goes da 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 da.
You don't understand. It's from Dragon Master.
I know, but the vocal version of it is identical.
The same.
Whether or not the actual version in your head is different.
No.
But the thing coming out of your mouth.
No, well, you don't understand. It's from Dragon Master.
Yeah,
okay. Actually, I do understand.
It's got Juan Garcia, and he's got
overstand.
Spin kicks.
Yeah,
you
spin kick. He has a spin kick that tracks.
That's a good one. That's a new one.
All right. So this week, the video games industry had a week.
No, it didn't.
I suppose we should start with... But you know, but besides
the Tower Knights theme,
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah. I suppose we should start with the leak that there's likely going to be a Batman Arkham HD collection.
Sure,
okay.
I'll play Asylum again.
I'll play Asylum again.
That's the reason why I brought this up.
Okay, because Origins is not included in it.
That that doesn't say a lot.
No,
spit in your eye.
Yes, Origins is not included.
It's just City and Asylum,
and I will play Asylum.
Yeah.
It's good enough. I'll play City for like an hour.
Alternatively, if you do have it on PC, once they ripped the Games for Windows Live stuff out of that, those PC ports are fine now. For the first two.
Hmm.
I heard they
were always pretty good, right?
But Games for Windows Live totally crippled
them. They had those things that were marring them, but like...
The Games for Windows Live stuff had like horrible save problems with those two games in particular.
Oh, shit.
It was bad.
Okay.
And once they went all to Steam, like, no, those are solid. Not Origin or fucking Knight. But the
first two.
Yeah.
Some really baffling decisions going on as well with Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Like what?
There's a screenshot. Well, not a screenshot, but it's like there's about an hour of gameplay footage you can go check out now. And they revealed
Faith
a lot
never
of...
never puts down a gun.
They revealed a lot of...
She's actually got a bushwhacker style.
Her hand is replaced with a gun. That's the only way forward.
Her hands and legs.
So they show you an hour of gameplay footage, and one of the things that people caught on to is that there's now an upgrade tree.
Yeah.
And the upgrade tree includes like combat abilities that you gain as you go during progress.
Sure.
But also movement abilities. And things as simple as tucking your feet in and doing quick turns are things that you have to unlock.
It's fine.
I don't like
it's
that at all.
It's probably built into the way you progress through levels, yeah, honestly.
As long as the levels don't require you to do them.
But
like,
but the thing about it, like tucking your legs after a jump, is that you never have to do it, but it just makes your time better.
Yeah, the problem is that now you won't be able to do the fastest run through the first level the same way you'd be able to do it in the final level.
Honestly, this makes like more sense because it'll be able to teach new players better.
But
it won't overcomplicate things, because I remember people getting like overwhelmed by the amount of things you could do in the game.
Yes, but to me that was kind of fine that. Because you didn't have to do them.
No, of course.
It was just for time and speed.
Yeah, I just remember people saying that when it came out.
So each one of those like obstacles that it was like, hey, you can jump and tuck over this, you could usually also slide under it easily. It's a little bit slower, but simple, you know? I feel like in a game like this where like you are looking at the clock from moment one, at least I know I feel like I am, it's kind of like make it so that I have all my abilities. Faith knows what she's doing. And then, like, if you're going to have upgrades and whatnot, perhaps combat and things like that.
This
you know?
Is absolutely the best route to go. And you are wrong if this was the first Mirror's Edge. But because this is a sequel, that means that it is weird and awkward.
It's not a sequel. It's a reboot.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Whatever. It's the second game. Like,
so
it's a soft reboot.
I agree that having her relearning things she already knew in a skill-based tree thing is weird.
Yeah, but it's not the same Faith, so...
Whatever, it's the second game.
It is ultimately.
I'm not gonna...
We'll have to see...
I didn't know it was a reboot.
We'll have to
all.
See how it plays out, but, like, the Mirror's Edge that I like is the one where you have all your tools and you have to... And you use them.
What about, like, character action games?
But what about, like, things when we talk about what's great about... Well, what was that game called? Not Heavensly Sword, but Hellblade, right?
Maybe...
Hellblade.
Bujinkai.
No, so we talk about how like with Hellblade, for example, you have a move list as opposed to abilities.
Do you?
Yeah,
we
brought it up on the podcast before. But basically, one of the cool things about that that was like, oh shit, this game actually looks kind of interesting, is the fact that it's like you have a move list, and then you have to just kind of get used to that and learn how to fight.
I must have forgotten that because that was games being made by Ninja Theory.
Yeah. Hellblade, the game that's not out yet.
The game that's being made by Ninja Theory.
Yeah.
Okay. That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
If you follow the dev diaries on it, there's some interesting stuff going on.
I can't believe that there won't be a all moves unlocked New Game Plus variant for speedruns.
Likely.
Yeah.
Well, but also like in Bayonetta 2, you know, you don't start with all your moves. Devil May Cry 4, you don't start with any moves.
I'm fine with if there was a compromise where you had the basic version of the move and then you got better versions of it, that would be okay. But not having it at all to me feels like no good. I want to be able to do everything that Faith originally could do from the moment one and then have better things on top of that being layered. That's fine to me.
But like Leon just said, it's a reboot.
Don't give me a worse Faith, you know?
I mean, like, it's open world. I think that's part of the nature of like actually giving you places to go around to. Otherwise, you'd be able to go everywhere from second
one. I didn't know
one.
It was open world either. I haven't been following this game at all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I don't like it. I really hope that...
I could go either way.
I really hope that it doesn't take, like, more than, like, the first hour.
Well, see, the thing is, Wooly, is, like, in order to unlock all your extra movement abilities, you're going to have to complete the shooting challenges.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, the new stuff you see in the trailer, like grabbing a pole while you're turning 90 degrees and things like that, that looks like super useful stuff that you don't need, but it's, you know, there for
you
flourish.
You upgrade your pole grabbing.
Yeah, sure. But I would like to see like I said improvements being upgrades, but not like base abilities. You know,
well, that's an improvement.
I'm really disappointed that she's
but Tuck's
not
just
going
an improvement
to
the jump.
Tuck's an improvement to the jump, but it all. But again, there's certain obstacles you can fit in where you couldn't otherwise. It would be a different. You jump against a certain type of surface, and it would become a climb.
Oh, I'm familiar. I've played the game.
Yeah.
So
you think about the kind of areas that it would be a climb instead of a clean. Like jump right over
it. Oh, sure, but that's what I mean. It's an improvement to it. Otherwise, you climb. But
yeah.
It's like you're improving
it's a shorter
the skill.
Jump.
Yeah, but skill based. You know, I like it's dude. It's I think it's
you mean just, like a Royal Guard move. Or I think, an upgrade to the your sword master abilities.
I think it's just like you know it'll just be a matter of preference on it. But like,
but Dante knew all those moves last game. I'm sorry, I'm being petulant.
No, but like, I think your character action analogy is like exact. And
but I don't think about Mirror's Edge as a character action game. I think about it as Mirror's Edge.
No, but it's not but about it's all the about genre. Technique. It's about like genre, learning techniques. Know?
Like a beginner doesn't have to do frame perfect stuff. But,
no, but you know, someone that's not a beginner would enjoy that and would like to.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. Is and like I would in games like Bayonetta and stuff, I never saw this being a problem with you, so I'm just intrigued. That's all.
No, because again, I don't see it as a character action game. Like
it's
I,
not.
I,
but it, you're not listening. It has nothing to do with the genre.
I know, but I have sort of what Mirror's Edge is to me already,
mm-hmm.
and it's arbitrary. And I think it'd be, it's not arbitrary, it's that she's got a set move list, right? So, much like, let's say Dark Souls 3 came out, and then it turned out that, like, upgrading your weapons to a certain ability, a certain number, then unlocked a new move for it, or something like that.
Sure.
That'd be very different from the way upgrades worked in previous games.
Sure.
So you've kind of gotten used to this one thing, and, like, to me, I like the fact that it was skill-based from moment one, as opposed to that normal progression. I enjoy that, and I like that every game, most games have a kind of skill that eventually like gets you a certain thing. I like that not every game has that. I like certain games like in Symphony of the Night and the Castlevania games where you actually have all those moves right away. You just, if you know how to do them or you know what to do,
we
you
have
can
most
pull them
of
off.
Them. You don't have all of them. But
I enjoy things like that.
Sure.
I enjoy games.
Again,
yeah?
There's like a new Souls game like almost once a year, like roughly, let's mm-hmm, say, once mm-hmm. a year and a half. And the last time a Mirror's Edge came out, game was like almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was like considered like not a huge success.
It was not a huge success.
So like, right. I think it...
But- It was a moderate success.
Into a rebranding type thing.
I wonder.
And into the reboot that I didn't know existed.
It could be. It could be. I just kind of like, you know.
I think it's a good idea because people like upgrade systems. So
yeah, it certainly is
and,
a kind
and
of carrot,
by the,
on,
by
it's
the
a carrot of, on a string to the game.
By the end
know?
Of the game, you will you will certainly have more movement mechanics than
you
did
in the
Mirror's Edge 1.
Yeah, I wonder if
that's guaranteed.
I wonder if like you're gonna have first level Faith tucking, rolling, and doing amazing things, and then she's gonna get hit, and then suddenly forget them all.
Well, no, because it's a reboot.
Yeah, it's a reboot.
Or like have to. Request,
like, you don't need to like
have to request permission to tuck. From
okay,
Adam,
no,
from
that
Adam.
Would be great. That would be awesome.
Adam, am I allowed to use my tuck and roll?
It's
no.
too OP right now. You can't use it.
That's too. You know how dangerous tucks are.
Is.
Come on, girl. You got to get out of there.
What else?
We've got the Guile info drop.
Is it an info drop? Because I saw people saying it was a leak, and like that's a lot.
No,
that's a lot of screenshots for a leak.
This morning,
Paul posted on Capcom Unity.
Actually, Pat's half right because this morning they posted the pictures and took them down, and then they put them back up when the post went up. So,
okay,
if he heard it was a leak, it was because he got in just before that.
Yeah. All right, the post that's up is
totally official.
A bunch of screenshots and a complete description of his V skill and trigger.
I want to hear that shit because I only saw the screenshots. By the way, yeah, Guile looks so good. I like
he
his
does.
Redesign.
He does. Did you see the person who shopped Ken's face onto him?
I did not, but I'm excited.
Looks way better.
Yep.
So Guile's deal is one. His outfit is officially like the officer's uniform
with like sunglasses.
He's got the shades on officially. He's got the like kind of decorated shirt. I don't
he
know.
He looks great.
I don't know what the right terminology mm-hmm. is for that type of.
But it's not his old one. That's
yeah.
For
it's
sure.
not. Yeah. The,
just like
it's
a
not
pilot.
The army fatigues and wife beater.
Just looks like a know? Pilot.
He's wearing a nice shirt and pants and a tie.
Yep. The actual V skill. I forget what it's called, but what
he
it
puts
is
a little
is
floating sonic
he
boom
creates,
in the air.
Yeah, he creates a little mini sonic boom that's static. In the air, and then it kind of moves forward and creates a barrier almost. So
it's
like
very slow. It's like a little sonic boom that just kind of moves.
It's a fucking
a
Aegis reflector.
And
It doesn't reflect.
And it's like
it's only one hit.
One hit of durability, and it's just a static projectile wall that appears.
That's amazing.
It's really strong sounding. It sounds really strong. However, let's not forget how much people have projectile.
Yeah, sure.
Maneuvering.
But that's infuriating.
You know,
like that sounds like an even more annoying version of Laura's bullshit.
Yeah.
And if you shoot a sonic boom through it, it adds a hit of durability to
of
the sonic
yours,
boom.
Yeah, exactly. So
I think my understanding was that it costed the other thing to do it.
Sure.
Like it would vanish, but that's still really good.
He creates a stationary projectile that can also juice up his sonic boom.
Yeah. Jeez, man.
Did they say it was a wall? Because I didn't read that anywhere.
No, but the screenshot shows you it turning into.
Oh shit! I didn't see the.
You
screenshot
see the little. You see a little screenshot of the circle, and then the second one after it, it looks like a Kaiser wave.
Okay, I only saw the first ones when they were posted initially. That wasn't in there. Cool.
It's like a toe to shoulder height okay, Kaiser
pretty
wave.
Pretty big.
Fuck.
And then that's Sonic Blade, and then his V trigger is Solid Puncher, where he powers up his fists.
Super good.
And then he can throw out continuous Sonic booms. Each button throws a different speed of Sonic boom.
That's cool.
He can create some interesting Sonic boom based sequences using these. They act as combo extenders and basically help you push people into the corner.
That's literally.
I wonder how many.
That is literally Charlie's super from Alpha.
You shot all those Sonic Booms at different speeds.
I'm really curious how many he's going to get for a full bar.
Yeah, we'll have to see how expensive they make it.
Because like Cammy gets two, mm-hmm. so I want to see.
It's Charlie Super.
He gets seven.
I hope he gets like 20.
Charlie Super combined with his block stunts like strings.
Yeah,
where he'd go like normal Sonic Boom, kick Sonic Boom, tap Sonic Boom, one Sonic Boom button in between. So. A really interesting sort of pressure setup, making, and then of course he's got Sonic Hurricane as his super.
Yeah.
So he's projectile.
But Sonic Hurricane gets better with the when he has his thing on.
Yes, he does exactly.
It gets more range and damage.
So Guile is now a straight up projectile beast.
Dude, like, Guile having three moves is like.
Oh wow, crazy. You're right. Guile has three moves finally.
Yeah.
Holy shit,
that's a big deal though.
He's a charge character, right?
He's. Probably still a charge character.
I really.
Oh my god!
Well, they put
a
screenshot out.
I forgot.
They put a screenshot out. What? That's just him crouching.
He is a charge character for one because there's one other thing I forgot to mention. He's got a new move called Faultless Move, and it's down
Faultless?
Forward. He crawls forward holding his charge.
Shut. Wait. What?
If you hold down forward,
he will move forward
as Guile holding
your
flash
kick. But you're
still
holding down.
But you can't get your boom out, obviously.
Well, no, you lose your Sonic boom, but
you
get
back
your,
for that.
That's awesome.
But it's a walk forward with your flash kick.
I wonder how slow
state.
It is. I'd love to
it
see.
Must be
so slow.
Slower than Bison's walk.
I think that's stupid in a story context. Like, because it shows.
I'm coming at you.
It shows
that he's learned.
Is physically, like, he has to do his moves with his own body by kind of holding his key back for 2 seconds. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean.
It's
applying, like, yeah, it's applying the command
just
to
him,
his
just him slowly inching forward in a crouch, like, I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you.
But adding crouch walk to one character.
That's solid, yeah.
Is super interesting. Because usually, like, when a fighting game has that, it's a universal system.
Yeah.
Guile.
That's so fucking weird.
Guile's fresh, man. Guile's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And then
weird.
I'm really glad I've like forgotten the order, so it was like a big surprise.
I thought it was Balrog this week. This month.
I thought it was Ibuki, and I was like, yeah, all right, Guile. Yeah,
when
sick.
I was, yeah, when I was,
and I don't want to look at the order anymore.
Talking to people at the tournament, it sounded like everyone thought Balrog was next as well. So, perhaps not. So there's that. And then we've got, like, the, I guess, related is the fact that there's a modder made, created Alex model that looks way better.
Oh, Jesus.
I saw that. I think it looks, I don't know, I don't have a problem with
his head, mainly.
I like his hair, how it's adjusted.
Yes,
yeah.
The body is, like, it's definitely going back to the old proportions, but I think the new body looks better and a bit more normal.
Mm-hmm.
But the hair and face and
the hair's like nice.
Looks way better, way better.
I'm keen to see what his retro costume looks like when they finally get there, because they already, with Cammy, they've set the precedent of adjusting the
changing
face. So,
and here's the thing now, because this
I'd rather them fix Ken than fix Alex.
Oh,
though.
For
That's
sure.
A more
yeah.
pressing matter.
Ken needs to get good.
These things are now way higher profile as far as like the mod things are. Mm-hmm. News goes around. Like, it's now a bigger deal and more people are seeing it. It makes me wonder, like. Like, it's more embarrassing when the models look weird now, you know? And, like, are they...
When people can just show you up?
When a fan just shows you up, would
really,
they actually...
It's embarrassing if people don't like it. I mean...
It didn't really happen
but
in
even
Street
then,
Fighter
like,
4. No one really
that's the question.
The
like, embarrassing's always been a weird word to use because, like, are the team embarrassed? embarrassed?
They should be.
Are they just like, we want to do better next time?
It didn't happen. It didn't happen with the Street Fighter 4 models. You're right.
Like, they, no one tried to improve the base models. Like, yeah, there's lots of mods for other cosmos and stuff, but at least I don't remember going, hey, Ryu looks like shit, let's
fix
him.
Yeah, or like better Ken or stuff like that, you know? Yeah, mostly people focused on like costumes and different characters that weren't in it at all. Yeah. Do you remember the Alex model in 4 that was based off of Abel?
Yeah.
It's the same guy.
Oh, really?
It's the same model.
That dude's a big Alex fan.
Yeah, and he also made Q.
Wait, that in Street Fighter 5?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's using Bison's moveset.
But it's an amazing Q.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
So
hire that man.
That's what I'm getting at. I'm like, would Capcom actually be like...
No.
Well, if he's American, no.
No. Period.
I mean, it's not like their staff are doing bad. The design's different.
No, Ken's face looks horrible.
I mean... The design is different. They followed a different design.
Well, whoever is at core for the reason Ken's face looks like that should be embarrassed.
No, sure. I'm just saying the model quality isn't the fault. The quality of the model.
Then the
there.
Artist should feel embarrassed.
Yeah, someone needs to.
It's entirely possible and likely that it's the character turnaround, the reference sheet that they just matched was like looked weird like that.
Yeah.
But you know,
I wouldn't immediately jump to like hire this guy because it's like his art quality is the same. Like they're really good. He's just following a design that people like better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, hire him then.
But he's still clearly capable of doing.
Well, as a designer, then
he's capable of doing a job that could.
Well,
sure.
Unless it comes out that Ken's face in the design process was totally fine and the implementation was gonzo, but I don't think that's the case.
If we ever see that art, we'd know for sure.
Yeah.
Street Fighter V art book would help.
So we've got a couple of announcements from Insomniac. Probably the most
million announcements.
We can't sleep, huh? I'm hilarious.
The most exciting one being Feral Rights, a new game from the director of Sunset Overdrive, and it seems to be like a bit of a Zelda God of War hybrid action game with a man that transforms
like,
into
and it's like Bloody Roar style
anthropomorphic
characters.
Hero.
I hope they get it out elsewhere because this, along with Edge of Nowhere and their other new title that they announced, are their Oculus exclusives.
Yeah, I was going to get
now,
to
okay. When I think of Oculus exclusives, I think of third-person brawling action games. Like, you know what I mean? I really wish that would show up on other stuff as well.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Is like, well, regardless of what you associate with the brand, like, I'm just not in a place where I want to spend over $2,000 to get Oculus going.
Plus, I want to play.
I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah, no,
I am
laughing because it's like the number you put out is just like, God.
But that's
damn
what, if I have to buy a new PC.
Yeah, but
it gets
me every time. Yeah. It's so ridiculous.
I mean, one day I'll buy a PC and it'll just be good enough, and that'll be great. But for now,
yeah, and the headset will be a pair of sunglasses, and it'll cost $200
or whatever, exactly,
or at least be on PlayStation VR, so at least it would cut some.
I'm
cost
hoping
more affordable.
I'm really happy to see modders already getting in there and getting Vive working with Oculus exclusive software.
Yeah, I saw
like
that.
Just early stuff, so it's not perfect yet, but like getting through that protection is really great.
Cool. Aside from Feral Rights, I was kind of confused.
Do you mean
about
the Vive
announcements?
HTC Vive?
Yeah.
Okay, like
he said the Vive.
No, he said the Vive. He said the Vive, and I got confused for a bit.
Yes, okay. That one.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
The Feral Rights, but I got kind of muddled with the other, like, three or two other games.
Yeah,
they
so let's go into it. So we have...
They announced one other.
We have... Song of the Deep was already announced. Yeah. That's the Metroidvania game.
As they call it.
As they call it. I know you hate the term, but people know what we're talking about.
The term is a thing, but
people
I'm looking
know what
at
we're
it,
talking
and
about.
I'm like, you got to prove that to me, because I don't believe you.
And then they have Edge of Nowhere, a third-person action-adventure game where players travel to the far reaches of the Antarctic Mountains.
This one was announced a long time ago.
Is that one of your Cthulhu
this
games,
one was,
Matt?
It is not.
This one was like playable at PAX last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, so, I didn't go
It's really cool. It's probably the most AAA... VR game right now.
Okay.
And the last of their announced games was The Unspoken, which
Don't talk about it.
It's a touch-enabled games that basically you manipulate environments with arcane forces, summon monstrosities, and
yeah, it's like a magic game.
Mm-hmm. Do magic things.
Magic stuff.
That one must be a ways off because Oculus Touch is still like
not
nobody
out.
Knows. Mm-hmm. Well, not even up for pre-order.
Yeah. And even if it was up for pre-order, who knows what that actually even means anymore.
So do you know that first-person game? I think it's called Mage or Magus.
Magus. We played that.
Lichdom?
He probably means Lichdom.
Where you're a mage.
Yeah.
And you have...
Not Magus. Magus is terrible and is
We mystery boxed Magus.
Yeah. Okay.
You might be thinking of Lichdom Battle Mage.
Battle Mage. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yep. That's what I'm thinking of.
That game is sick. Yeah.
Yes. And I would love an Oculus-style game where you were a first-person mage and you have a spell book in one
hand. Give it time. That's like...
And you're flipping through the pages.
That's like the most basic bitch VR thing. So give it time and you'll get 20 good ones. You know? Like, yeah.
Turn to the right game, spell if you're page interested in
it, there's a disc release coming out for it soon, actually.
Do you mean 20 good ones or 18 average ones, one fine one, and one actually good one?
You know.
Possible.
You know. They'll all be within the 70 to 80 meta region.
Oh, I'm starting to hate that region.
Meta region.
I hate it.
80 is a good game.
My uncle moved there once.
80 is a good game, but 79? Fuck that pile of garbage.
Yeah.
Can eat my ass.
Oh, I hate everything about that. That's so upsetting to me.
But like, here's the thing:
how do they work?
That's what somebody who put out a 79 game would say.
The other game you described was also third person, and I'm kind of like, you know, if you have a first person thing or whatever, and it's on like a VR machine, and you built it from the ground up, that totally makes sense. But it's like, do I want to play your third person brawling Zelda God of War Bloody Roar game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see many benefits. I know it's like there's been some third-person games released on the Oculus or whatever, and I'm sure they're fine, but like exclusive is just like, well, this can work fine on
That's what Liam was saying.
Anything.
It's like,
yeah,
really,
for a game that has this perspective and it can't possibly use your VR to its fullest.
So
like,
I just hope down the line,
like,
it would get
a lot of them, and even
stuff.
Like, Job Simulator, which is like one of the ones that Valve is really pushing.
That I played and it was quite fun.
Yeah, I played it too. It's really enjoyable. Did you play it with the Vive or PSVR?
Yeah,
you
played
with
the Vive.
Okay, because
yes.
Sorry, I pronounced it. Just because ever since I saw the word for the first time, I went, oh, Vive. I know how that word
it's
works.
So, yeah, I know. It's just so weird.
No, I'm sorry.
I've never heard anyone else say it like that.
Because like everyone who said it on videos is English, so like that's what happened. Yeah. Anyway.
If it was French, it would be Vive.
It would be Vive, Vive. Anyway, that's one of the ones they're really pushing as like using the room, the space, and you can move around in it, right? But I played it on PSVR, and like it adapts like 100% fine. And a lot, like 90% of the games right now, I want to say like way more than 90, probably 99. Like Hover Junkers is probably one of the only ones that legitimately uses like good space. Mm-hmm. And some of Valve's like test ones in those like portal rooms, like obviously they use it a lot. But I do hope that the barriers get broken down a little.
Just wait for porn to hit it, and that'll cause the big boom.
It's like playing a platformer on the Sega CD or something. It doesn't the format lends itself no real advantages.
Yeah, I think though there's just a basic, probably interesting thing to playing a third person game where like there's just no borders to your vision while you're controlling the character.
Well, Lucky's Tale's out. It was one of the launch titles for Oculus, and it was bundled with all the units, and like. Apparently it's quite good, so good that Oculus decided to bundle it as a third person game. You know, like it's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And people say like it just like your spatial sense is really good.
Is it as good as Knack? That much is exactly like
it's not as good as Knack.
Oh, that's a shame.
But like, yeah, I feel like that in itself is like
141 million units sold.
Billion
actually.
Super unnecessary, but probably just cool to have available.
No, that's it. Spatial sense is good. Mm. Character looks at you and waves at you, and it feels nice. Apparently. Get a little fuzzy feeling.
Okay, so I guess speaking of fuzzy feelings,
Shin Gojira,
we are getting a Star Fox Zero animated short.
Oh yeah!
By Miyamoto Studio IG Production IG rather, and Studio Wit.
Wit Studios. Yeah.
So
is it with the Muppets?
No, it's
WIT.
CG anime stuff.
But they're making a Star Fox Zero
that thing's
short.
Neat.
That's crazy. That's cool.
Well, like Kid Icarus, remember?
No,
I don't.
Kid Icarus has like there's a bunch of anime shorts by different studios. They're great.
I
never heard
missed
of that.
They're great. Yeah.
Are they in the game anywhere?
No, not at all. And this one won't be in the game either, I betcha.
They said this is going to be on the Treehouse special.
Yeah, no, it's they're online. People have saved them and stuff, but
I hope it has bad English voice acting.
That'd be good.
They'll use the same cast like
there's
they did
no
for
way
Kid Icarus,
that they wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
Still hope it's bad.
Were they any good?
Kid Icarus, they're fun. They're fun, especially if you've played the game, because it's all just fan service stuff. So
that thing's like, neat. I saw the trailer for enemy. It. It looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah,
one of them's worse than the others.
Oh, I meant the Star Fox.
Like, oh, the Star Fox.
I watched the trailer.
It looks really cool. Yeah. No, I'm really keen to see it.
Yeah.
I want to see a scene in which Fox and Falco take their legs off and discuss how their knees are chapped.
Yeah.
I would like to see more of this type of thing for Nintendo franchises, but I find that the whole like the fact that they don't have an outlet yet is the strangest part of this.
What do you mean, like an outlet?
Like is it intended for Treehouse Stream? Is that why it was created?
I think they're just premiering it.
Be on the disc? Is it going to
be the disc, but it's just promo material.
Like Pikmin just kind of went on the eShop and that was it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Pikmin had the eShop release, which was neat. But I think it's just promo material.
Don't worry, though. But when the Netflix Zelda show shows up, they'll put the rest of these.
It feels like it needs some proper distribution of some kind.
It wouldn't be the first time that a game gets a throwaway
YouTube,
anime.
Like Nintendo's YouTube?
Hopefully.
Like both the Tokiden games have an anime thing that was just a one-off to advertise the game. Soul Sacrifice Delta has a really pretty one.
Well, remember, they had that Jury anime, that Capcom kept away from being anywhere even outside Japan.
Yeah,
for two years.
Yeah.
And then we finally got it on the anniversary box thing, which was always frustrating because everyone was, whoa. Everyone was saying it was quite good.
Are you allergic to something in my house?
Not allergic to anything.
No. Remember he was sneezing like this, but it was at Wooly's house.
Oh, shit.
Maybe it's
not unusual. I just sneeze a lot.
Doesn't that mean you're allergic to something common?
No, I'm not allergic to anything.
Someone please diagnose Liam.
What's Liam allergic to?
Send your answers to Super Best Friend Cast.
He's allergic to Guitar Hero MMOs.
was pretty good.
I was really sure.
Wooly, shut up about whatever you're about to say. That sounds terrible.
It's nowhere near as bad as it sounds.
Oh, because that sounds like the worst.
Yeah, it's not quite what you think.
So what is this?
Unseen 64 has revealed.
Really on point lately, Unseen 64.
Always, never not on point.
Liam Robertson.
They found a big dumpster with a bunch of canceled shit
never
in it.
Fucking,
kind of.
Never fucking failing on reporting about fucking failures.
Yeah.
And Project Hammer.
Hero World was a project that was being made by a Dutch studio called Virtual Fairground in 2010.
Never heard
of them. This was basically a game where you created a character like from the DJ Hero and Guitar Hero Live Worlds, and you played online with everyone.
Shut up, Activision.
But describe this. Isn't it like I saw
some
screenshots?
Well, no, they canceled it, Pat.
I saw some screenshots.
You got
this
exactly
actually
what
like
wanted.
A third person thing.
No.
Right?
Yes, there's a third.
It's not enough.
There's third person running around and with your creative character and doing fucking
go play sets with people.
Yeah. What do you want me to tell you?
That
you know,
is
like
a terrible. Idea.
Hit the note chart, and then start playing together.
It's neat. I don't know how much I would have played it. But
I don't know either. Like I certainly wouldn't. And you know what? You know where no one would have played it at 2010, where everyone shoved all their plastic toy shit in the fucking garbage.
So when I cut my lease with my old apartment, right? And
you left all your Guitar Hero stuff.
And they were like, "Hey, can you move out the rest of your stuff? Because there's a bunch of stuff you didn't move out when you moved." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Let me go upstairs and check." And it's a bunch of action figures that I never unpacked from my original move in that building. And there's an air conditioner, and there's all the plastic instruments. And I'm like, you know what? I would rather pay the fee.
Yeah,
that says no. Fuck it.
They're valueless,
and just
there.
Leave all that shit there.
Yeah,
because fuck it.
Yeah,
it was worth paying the fee, and I'll have to drag the Guitar Hero shit.
Oh, you did pay the fee,
and those action figures down to the trash where they were gonna go.
I hope someday, someone creates some kind of really cool
fuck it,
salvage beast out of. Old plastic guitars.
Dude,
it's like a final boss.
That'd be pretty cool.
You know?
Like somebody beat Dark Souls 1 with the drum kit.
Yeah.
Like those things have outlived their usefulness.
I have a friend who went through the Double Dragon games on XBLA with the guitar controller. Not Neon, but the older ones.
Oh, jeez, that sucks.
He said it was great.
Because it's such a...
Because the old arcade ones don't play well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it'd be really great, a Double Fine or some type of, some publisher of that ilk would make a parody game where there is a final boss that's made out of, hey, remember all this plastic guitar shit?
Yeah.
There's a final boss made out of that.
That'd be something like Barkley 2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Barkley easily. 2.
Easily.
That's what Kukulain is.
Or that stupid basketball Kukulain. You left in my house. Because that's a motion. Million
different ones.
No, we got to play that game.
No.
It's better than me saying Chuchulain.
Chuchulain. Tuatha de Danann. Yeah. So speaking of, like, I guess the... yeah, that Drum Souls thing was pretty fucking impressive.
Because, like, you can't even map all the movement to it properly.
Yeah, you have to omit stuff. Couldn't he only turn one way, or am I crazy?
He could turn left and right.
Okay, he could
turn
and
both move
ways
forward and backwards. But, like, that's not how that game actually controls.
Reminds me when I played DDR pad on RE4.
Yeah, no, like exactly like that.
It's a challenge.
I wonder if he started playing DS3. Because if so, he would be playing what Bandai Namco is calling their fastest selling title ever.
Not too surprising there, yeah.
I would have been.
I believe.
I actually find that very surprising.
I do too. Because if it was just FromSoft saying this, that would have been one thing. But all of Bandai, that's
well. Like, think about it. Like,
that's
what,
a lot.
What
of
game?
Stuff.
Like, what game would you name?
Naruto something, Ultimate Ninja Storm
something
3.
with an IP
that
attached to it.
A couple hundred K, exactly. Like, Dragon Ball Xenoverse did like 1.4 million in the first month or something. Mm-hmm. And, like, considering how good Souls do, I believe.
Yeah, like, something with an IP attached to it. Like, does...
Tekken?
Who puts out JoJo?
Namco Bandai.
Yeah, okay.
JoJo did not do that good.
Yeah, not even
so
close.
JoJo's not...
Wasn't it, like, Gangbusters month one, and then, like, after that it was
in Japan?
Maybe in Japan.
Yeah.
And by the way, Gangbusters
in Japan
was only, like, 500K.
Yeah, Woolly Japan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is like kind of amazing and good for FromSoft also, obviously.
Yeah, no, good
but
for FromSoft.
But the number that that like shocked me. But the number that made me go boo was the fact that they've sold 633,000 copies on PC already.
Good for that.
That's absurd. That's crazy.
I mean, the Souls games have found a good home there for sure.
Like, that means that, like, in the future, even if FromSoft and Namco Bandai split ways or whatever, like, they can see that people on that platform want it, which makes me really happy. Now fix the fucking crash bug.
Hire Durante.
Fix that crash bug, you fucks. It's really bad. It's real bad, you dumbasses.
You've got
the Shin Gojira trailer.
What's that?
I was going there.
Is that about King Kong?
It's on the docket.
That's fan awesome, fiction.
I wasn't going there next.
What's up with his stupid tail?
But we can go there.
No, go whatever you're doing.
It's so big.
Well, we're already
now
in it
playing
now.
Coy, like.
We're already in it now.
Because I honestly didn't think it would be on there.
No,
it's right there next to the Neon Demon trailer.
All
right.
What's that?
That's the new movie from the guy that directed Drive.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
It's about a bad lady.
Neon.
And he's one for two, so maybe third time's
what?
A charm.
50% success rate.
Yeah.
He's done more movies than that.
Well, he's one for two in our eyes.
Okay, yeah, he is one for two in our eyes.
So we'll see.
You guys never had the pleasure of seeing Only God Forgives.
I've seen clips from it, and it looks god awful.
Oh, you need to watch
it. Oh, fuck.
You need to learn the mystery
of the firstborn dick.
Firstborn dick. God. It's the best dick. It's the strongest dick.
So is it
the fucking grin on your face as you say that scares the shit out of me.
There is a trailer, and it looks interesting. There's a Red Band trailer that just popped up too.
Who's in it again?
You know, I didn't recognize any of the faces.
There's at least one like person I think would care about in it, but I forget who's in it.
I didn't recognize
anybody either.
But I love the name and I love the colors.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens. Cuz
it's a name akin to Castle Super Beast.
Yeah,
Neon Demon.
Well, it's his take on like almost directing Black Swan in a way.
Yeah.
That's the impression I got.
I can see it.
I got to check that out.
Godzilla Resurgence. That was the other trailer that popped up.
What's with this big stupid tail?
Now,
I just want to say Shin Gojira every time.
You will give the full breakdown as the authority, but I just do want to briefly say that I was really underwhelmed with the trailer.
The trailer itself, yes.
I thought it did nothing interesting, and I was really hoping that Anno would bring a lot.
But you know what? Japanese trailers for movies never they're always cut weird, I find. Okay.
You want to see a weird movie and trailer?
Yeah.
After Civil War comes out, go check out the Japanese Civil War
one. Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's got like this pop ballad over it. It's the
That was great. I saw
it's
that.
It's the weirdest.
I saw that. That was
it's
really good.
So
they have a Japanese
weird.
Theme song.
Yeah. Huh.
It's really fun. It's really fun. But no, it seems like most of what they did in this trailer, or at least what Anno's doing with these shots, is just making Godzilla stand still.
It still seems like a teaser trailer, like to me. Like
he's not even moving.
He's moving, but like, yeah, so some people say, man, he looks really stiff and he's not moving around. I'm like, welcome to rubber men in rubber suits, mostly.
Yeah, T-posing.
When's he going to use his fire breath to fly and dropkick a dude?
Yeah.
Like it's.
Do it.
You know what I mean? I mean, like,
do it, you bastard.
I know that it's like big actiony and not the traditional subtle ways of doing things, but Godzilla grabbing a thing and barfing laser into its mouth is the sickest shit ever.
I didn't watch.
And
the
I don't know.
Is he CG or
nah? He's a guy in a suit.
Except for
there's a CG shot with a tail. That was the best shot of the thing. That was awesome
because the tail moved.
Yeah. Well, no, usually when they do suits, they have the tail's always on a wire, and they yank the wire all over the place to make his tail look like.
Seriously, what's up with this big stupid tail? It's massive. It's super huge.
Now he's saying this. Now I can't stop like thinking about it. Everyone's like, "Look at his big stupid tail. Why is it so big?" And I'm like, "Okay, so now he has a really big, long, cool weapon." I'm more concerned with your useless nub arms.
So Matt,
that can't grapple or punch or do anything.
So Matt. This is a forest for the trees situation.
Yeah.
That's kind of what everyone means when they make fun of the tail, because now with the big long tail, every other part of his body that's weird looking looks even stupider.
Liam.
His arms look fucking dumb now.
He looks like a Christmas tree with a head on it.
Yeah. actually, though, like to be fair, like actually watching the trailer, he looks evil as fuck. Like,
oh, he looks super evil.
Yeah,
he
and that's
really
Anno.
Goofy in
that's
the
definitely the eyeballs that
with
he has.
Curve eyes.
But those when the cameras in the trailer when it has the few shots of him, like you don't see the goofiness. I just saw like pure evil or whatever.
Wow.
And then all the test shots and like the suits, like it was just unlit and wasn't all finished. And like I think he looks cool in the black and red skin. A lot of people have said that in the leaked things of the script that this is his first form.
Okay.
And stuff. So they're saying that there's a second form, but that's not been confirmed. But like you're right in saying the trailer was just a couple of shots of him, silence as actors look scared.
Yeah.
And that's about it. But
tanks doing nothing.
Tails really big.
Yeah, I'm gonna judge it. Like, according to the last thing I saw, which was the American Godzilla movie. And I guess... No, that's not true. We watched the thing in your place.
You still haven't watched Final Wars, though, and that's the one you need to watch.
Final Wars is cool.
It's the best Japanese one.
It's the best... Oh,
yeah.
It's the most action-packed, goofy, insane one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
So, you know, that's the thing. I think it should be judged.
Remember, it's directed by the guy that directed Versus.
Right. Kitamura.
Kitamura, yeah.
So... But,
I was going to say the other real point about this news is that it's really, really weird. This movie has absolutely no plans to come to America for the entire year right
now. How will you ever watch it?
I don't actually know, because usually if you're implying that there's other ways for me to watch it, the last Japanese Godzilla movie, Nope, could not find it anywhere.
Could that have anything
Nobody's
to do with
it,
Legendary?
Really.
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Toho licensed it out to another company, and whatever we do has nothing to do with you.
Mm.
I just read a report saying it might not even come out until 2017, even though it comes out in July in Japan. So, like, unless things are just similarly locked down, I might actually need to go.
Get a plane ticket, yeah.
And Fantasia Festival follows me for some reason on Twitter. Like,
tell them.
And I yelled at them the other week.
Genshin Godzilla.
Get this movie, and they're like, "We're trying, man."
they don't like us.
They don't like us that much. So,
wait,
hope
are you
that's
that guy yelling
true.
At him while he's using his fire breath to fly?
Yeah.
You're like, no, no, that was a different guy.
But I hope there's another trailer that shows a bit more. Like, you know how
maybe
Star
he'll take
Trek
a step.
You know how Star Trek Beyond still has the one shitty trailer?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And there's supposed to be a new one really soon. and like Simon Pegg is like, that trailer is kind of shitty. It's not the movie I wrote, because Simon Pegg wrote this Star Trek movie. Mm. But all we have to look at is this one shit trailer.
Can't stand it.
That I've now seen three or four times, because it's been in front of every movie I've seen in the theaters recently. I'm so sick of it now.
I know you planned it.
Well, I mean, if we're talking...
That trailer sucks.
It's terrible.
If we're talking about Star Trek, then we could talk about Cumberbatch. And if we're talking about Cumberbatch, we could talk about Doctor Strange.
Talking about the Doctor.
I feel fucking stupid that I didn't know he was a real doctor.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, a surgeon. Absolutely.
I thought it was like a pun, because like he's a mystical man.
But if you went in for surgery and you're like, your surgeon is Doctor Strange, would you bat an eyelash?
No, I'd be like, give me the gas.
Okay, well...
Time for surgery.
It sounds a little strange.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed because I thought Dr. Strange always Dr. spoke Strange with a British accent in my head.
Well, like, Dr. Strange, he's just doing surgery, and then he goes, Blades of Vishanti.
Daggers of Danak.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a scenario lots of people have probably joked about. Like,
no, never. So he's a surgeon, and he gets a car accident, gets the shaky hands, and then he becomes Magic Man.
And then, boom, Eye of Agamotto.
Then he fights Shuma Gorath.
That's it. And then he teams up with Doctor Doom, and then they go to hell.
Well, that's not going to happen.
That's not going
to
happen.
And then they go to hell, and it's awesome. And Doctor Doom and Doctor Strange fighting in hell is the of all
that's
time.
That's a strong story. I really like this trailer.
Not going
to
happen.
Because it literally just set him up to be like, what? Magic?
That's fucking stupid.
And then he's one shot of him in the full cape, the end. That's a good... TV
yeah,
trailer.
Yeah. But then we also had that leaked screen, not leaked, but that screenshot from the set of him like jumping over cars with his buddies.
That kind
of
looks.
And they all look like a bunch of fucking dorks.
But yeah, they're all having fun.
Yeah,
so
they
it's
all
fine.
Look like a bunch of LARPers.
Yeah, they
yeah,
do.
Yeah. They did a really good job casting Cumberbatch for it, because like
he's got the face.
If it hadn't been it's as good. Popular an actor, like, I mean, it's fucking Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty
but
out there.
In your head, like I made this joke, but I swear, as a kid or whatever, I just assumed
you heard a British
Doctor
accent.
Strange had a British accent. I know he's in Spider-Man. I'm sure if I
no, the whole
look
point
back
he speaks
Spider-Man.
With like a hoity-toity like New England accent.
I guess.
Yeah, like I heard like not British, but I heard like upper echelon, you know, rich class. Mm-hmm.
And he didn't talk that much in the trailer, but I was just like, I guess, yeah, he's American. What?
If anything, it's just like we know that Cumberbatch doesn't sound that way, so you're kind of hearing that as well.
That too, that's
also, annoying. His name is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benadryl Cumberboom.
Cumberboom. Being
Cumberbun.
Being taught by One Punch Man.
Yeah. Tilda Swinton, at least. She's a cool person to cast as the Ancient One.
She's so bald.
So bald.
So this is a movie that I think is also going to ride on like how much lighthearted fun and like comedy it has, but Doctor Strange is not really that type of material.
You're telling me that Doctor Strange is weird?
Well, it's more like the way to make it faithful is also the way to make it not popular.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I think they got Cumberbatch. Like, they got a hyper popular actor among like the young.
But that's also why they got the director of this movie. His name is Scott Derrickson, and he's directed almost exclusively horror movies. He directed the first Sinister movie. He directed a movie I saw with Eric Bana called Deliver Us from Evil, which is about exorcisms and cops shooting everybody. About 410 billion of them.
And then Doctor Strange will throw his hands out, and there'll be a bird will fly out, and like, boo! He'll scare the audience. Oh, it'll be great.
Together.
Yep.
But yeah, I hope it has a bit of a dark edge at least.
Yeah.
Shuma Gorath, come on.
Weird tentacles.
Shuma Gorath.
Shuma's too weird for the youth audience.
No matter what the threat is, we know that he can always like super it at zero frames, X Factor, and then
super it
again at zero frames,
exactly.
Leaving no room for action.
I should have like Dormammu or Nightmare
or
Mephisto.
So I've talked shit about Dormammu in the past, and comic fans who know more about Dormammu go, man, Dormammu's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like...
Power of the Creator. Power of the
Dormammu
Destructor.
Is just like a generic looking guy with like a burning skull head. Like,
yes.
Like,
but
how much can I possibly love him?
But his
knowing just that.
His original form looks super lame, like Burning Head Man. But then his second, more recent forms where he looks like a fire god.
Like the
are
one they
awesome.
Use in, the one they use in Marvel vs. Capcom.
With the long cape.
Yeah, he looks cooler there.
I like
Mephisto more.
I remember
than
seeing him in Marvel and was like, who is this? Z-tier Marvel villain that they must have stolen from Ghost Rider.
Like, I think he actually predates Ghost Rider.
But then you look at like you look at the actual design for like Mephisto, and it's just this stupid lame.
Oh,
old
trust me,
fucking
I have
Satan.
No love nah, for Mephisto cool. either.
And you and
no love.
God, what's the other character?
Nightmare, I think.
Well, original Blackheart as well, where you're just like, you look dumb.
What? I mean, big black. Blackheart?
But not even, but like the version he's from the cool. game looks a bit cooler.
Oh,
but go yeah. look at him in the comics from his first thing, and it's kind of like that, but wait, but a little bit dumber.
The only reason
you know?
I even appreciate Ghost Rider a little bit is that a hell biker skull man is so yeah. fucking stupid that I'm like, ah.
Maybe
okay.
cool, Lilith. Do you remember Lilith? Ghost Rider and Doctor Strange fought her aloft. She was Lilith, the mother of demons, and she could pull
ooh,
like
no, I don't.
Monsters out of her own stomach.
See, that sounds fucking cool.
And she had like long black hair and like white pupil-less eyes, and she's like kind of just a sexy prostitute.
Oh, she's Kellogg's from Dark Souls.
Kellogg's?
Yeah, never mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think cereal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boobery?
Spider cereal.
Okay, sure.
All right. Well.
Cool teaser trailer.
I can't even see Liam's face behind the pop shield, but I can tell yeah. that he's shaking his head with a very specific look on his face.
Yeah.
You never fought Kellogg's and
yeah, I think this is like this Doctor Strange is not
name.
It's not a surefire hit. It might be a little bit too weird for people.
Oh, wow. But I think Cumberbatch will get it for it.
He'll bring them in, but they might still walk out going, eh? You know, like they might not enjoy it once they're there.
As long as Thanos shows up.
The axes will show up.
Come on, Thanos.
But we don't know if they'll like it.
We really liked Ant-Man.
The quality is good.
We really liked Ant-Man, and that kind of didn't perform.
Yeah, Ant-Man didn't do as well as we thought it would, for sure.
So that was a little too weird and too.
Paul Rudd is such a treasure.
Yes.
In fact, a lot of people didn't like Ant-Man.
Well, fuck them.
We're in a little pocket dimension where yeah. we had a good time.
A tiny ant-sized dimension.
Yep.
Yep.
Speaking of
ant jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good podcast.
Speaking of, I guess like weird dimensions.
Scientists found a weird dimension
again. Well, damn it.
It's kind of interesting and fun when you're watching a demo for a new game and like. They're just straight up using dev tools and no clipping
yeah.
through the world
yeah.
to show you shit. There's the new Nier Automata footage, and you got like 10 minutes of them going through what might actually be an area of the game, but just dropping in random enemies.
It's an area of the game, yeah.
To demonstrate how the combat system works and how like they can just like grab the mouse and just kind of like. Wheel past a hallway and drop a million giants into it and just go like deal with it.
Yeah.
Fight.
And then she's the tool to kill them all.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
early.
I really like the laid backness of that kind of presentation.
It was a Mario 128 style presentation.
Yeah. I really wish they would have had more to show. The environment was like pretty short.
Mm-hmm.
The concert was like amazing, but like yeah, I wish it would have been just a little more.
She did some air combos. There were combos.
She did combo.
It's not very common for a Japanese company to show a game that early. Like we're still like in dev, you know. Like
no. It looks like it's getting along. They're just using the tools. That's all.
It's not very common for a game.
Like it doesn't look unpolished at all
for a game developer to sit on a stage with a fucking Majora Moon like helmet on.
Yeah,
and talk the whole time that way. But he did it.
He's committed to his gimmick.
He's the best.
Never back down.
Somebody's gonna knock that mask off, and it's gonna be another smaller mask underneath.
It's gonna be like,
and
I got you.
That is
I got
be
you,
Kojima.
Idiot. Well, there's an interview for Drakengard 3 that he conducts entirely with a hand puppet.
Right.
Yeah.
He is literally crouching behind the table.
Eccentric. Yeah.
Like,
man.
Oh yeah, it's great. He's fantastic.
Hey, what's up with that?
And then he ends the interview by like dying with the hand puppet.
Underneath that second mask, he's just Scarface Sanjuro. We've got the weird ass trailer for the new Ghostbusters game, and this is a weird way to go about releasing it because clearly it's timed up so that the movie's happening now.
Is it based
on
the movie?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Well, it has the characters from the movie. I don't know if it follows the plot.
I don't talk into your microphone.
But here's the thing: I couldn't tell, but looking at the trailer, it shows you. A cast of Ghostbusters, two guys and two girls, and they all look like original characters.
Are they the Canadian Ghostbusters?
I saw a trailer that had all four women in it.
Okay. There definitely is two guys and two girls.
Game makes me nostalgic for 2010.
I couldn't...
but
for
this
that,
is like,
yeah.
This is based on that Sanctum of Slime, like,
type of gameplay,
game.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like those Ghostbusters games, those ones that were actually the third Ghostbusters movie.
The third-person shooter one.
That ones,
I
tested.
I want to punch everyone in the fucking face when they go, this is actually the next installment of the movie franchise from 20 years. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. You're a liar. Every time.
There's a couple of projects like that. Like the Scarface game, we did a thing that was considered the what-if sequel to Scarface. And it had like the movie license. And that Dirty Harry game that Unseen 64 just uncovered was like, this was going to be
there
the
seventh
Harry. There
was a lot of stuff for that Dirty Harry game a few years ago. It looked sick.
Yeah, so... like, there's this trailer, and, like, they show you a really quick moment where there's, like, this black girl that looks nothing like the black girl from the movie that's got, like, a weird fro thing.
Maybe they
You've got a young blonde girl that looks nothing like the blonde girl either.
I think it's just that there's cartoony interpretations of the actors, maybe.
But
I read a thing saying it's based on the new movie. I don't know.
Maybe it's their predecessor.
This is a skinny black girl with glasses, and like the black girl from the movie is like not at all like that. And then there's two guys that look nothing like the original Ghostbusters.
Is one of them looking?
So I suspect that what they're doing is they're going with just brand new Ghostbuster got people, which is like a weird thing to do.
Maybe they're the new students of the existing Ghostbusters.
You mean extreme Ghostbusters?
Yeah, extreme Ghostbusters. I have a wheelchair.
Cool, because it's just like
I'm a goth girl.
A big the whole thing with Ghostbusters is not the ghost busting; it's that the team is fun.
It's that it makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know what the hell Ghostbusters is about.
You want to take a guess?
It's about blowjobs.
No, I mean like.
Hey, you want to bust a ghost all over?
You want to hear an unpopular opinion that I'm sure people will get mad over? Mm-hmm. I watched those movies. They're pretty good. I don't understand why, like, 20 years later, we still have people going, oh, my God, Ghostbusters. It's not like it's fucking Back to the Future or something.
I think it was considered back then.
Okay.
I never saw the original in theaters. I only saw the
overrated?
Sequel in theaters.
They're crazy overrated.
Okay.
They're good. But, like, okay.
Hey, I'll join you under the bus, and I'll say that I think the Big Lebowski is overrated.
Big Lebowski is, like, there's two funny scenes in that movie.
I think that movie's hugely overrated.
I was so disappointed when I watched Big Lebowski.
You were waiting for more laughs.
My sister overrated it for me.
Waiting
it's like,
for...
oh, man, this is me and my husband or boyfriend or whatever at the time. Like, favorite movie. Oh, it's so fucking good.
I was
the dude abides.
Huge laughs, and I never got
them. And it's like... like the bit with the car is hilarious,
and
the bit at the end where they got the ashes in the Folgers cup, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is just kind of okay.
You know, and look, the characters are goofy and whatever. But anyway,
and Undertale is okay.
All right, time for me to get out.
Undertale is pretty good.
Oh no, it's another bigger bus.
Oh no.
Bigger,
blacker bus.
This bus is underneath a larger mega bus.
That's correct.
Underneath 141 billion buses.
As long as we don't talk shit about Farming Simulator.
I am trash bus.
Born to bus. What else we got?
We got a new game called Park.
Okay.
Park?
Yeah.
The Park.
And it is a psychological thriller, it's being called. And it is from Funcom.
This game released a year ago, almost.
Excuse me?
It was about to. We're going to play it on the shitstorm.
No
last
kidding.
Year.
I think this is the console release.
The console release, then yeah, it was only on PC last year.
Oh, shit.
Did we play this?
No, we were going to, but then it released like on Halloween.
Oh, yes, we could.
Sorry, when I said a year ago, I meant last year.
Yeah.
If this is a console release, then that's
okay. Yeah, I guess it is then.
Look forward to it this coming shitstorm.
I didn't know this was already existing. It's just like they've they're launching the park.
What a bunch of liars!
Okay,
yeah, it's actually based on the Secret World universe, it's a psychological horror thing that's about 2 hours long, and you search for your lost son in a spooky amusement park.
Compared to Dare Esther,
Let him go?
It's a little bit more involved than that. It's not a walking simulator.
Okay. I mean,
I don't think it is.
Every rain has taught us you should just let him go.
You should just let him go.
R1.
Yeah, fuck him.
R1.
R1.
The balloon.
Gotta get the balloon.
Shoot the balloon to death.
That balloon had a gun.
Yeah. Had a gun taped to it.
And a weak neck.
Yeah.
The worst part about that, Wooly, is that there's another part in that sequence that, like, tries to trick you into shooting him that, like gets almost everybody.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Because
you disarm him. You disarm him with the gun.
It's a good sequence.
And then you go to put the cuffs on him, and he reaches into his jacket again and pulls something out. And you you have like 10 frames to decide, and it's a cross, and he just shoves it in your face.
Did you see the really elaborate post that was made by a guy that was
it's like, law enforcement? You could totally get them in trouble for breaking in your house. You could totally get them in trouble for kicking your ass, but you're responding to non-lethal force with lethal force. Therefore, lethal force is authorized by the police.
Basically.
Yeah. You're still a monster.
But
he shot an innocent man.
The paperwork would write it off. And
it's the darkest. Yeah.
Well, he's addicted to the thrill. He's hooked.
Just sprinkle some crack on him.
High off the life. If you've got a letter that you want to write in and you want to tell us about
crimes you may have committed,
whether or not lethal force.
No, don't open that fucking can of worms. We don't want those emails.
Read
them.
Apparently Wooly wants them.
Wooly wants them all.
You can send it to borntodie@worldisafuck.com.
You can send
410 billion emails received.
You can send that to 410 billion dead cops. At
kill 'em all.
At fucktoborn.net.
Killemall.org.
Make sure you get the number right.
Yeah, that's important.
Okay, so we'll take our first one.
Do not say the real email. We're going to leave it there this week.
We're going to take our first one from Shane, and he wants to know.
Here comes the money.
I've watched a ton of shows thanks to you guys, Unbreakable, JoJo, Master of None, and a bunch of others. Before I started listening to the podcast, I tried watching Portlandia, and I got like 4 episodes in. Does it get better? Is it just stupid the entire way?
No, that show
Am I missing something? Is this the worst show ever?
That show is fucking weird, and you have to really appreciate a really specific kind of humor.
Yeah, I got about 4 episodes in as well, and some of the skits were really so. I'm sure you had the same thing. Some of the skits are like, yeah, okay, that's good.
Some of them are rock solid.
But a lot of them is just nothing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. I stopped.
And you need to be in a certain place to really appreciate Portlandia.
I love that show. I watch like...
Well, Matt's in that place all the time.
I watch all 4 seasons, and I think there's some skits, like maybe in one episode, there's 2 that fall flat, but the ones that hit hard, like have hit me hard more than anything in my life.
It's definitely not the worst show ever.
The good ones are good.
But it may be the worst show ever for you.
I think it's fucking platinum, and I die at most of their jokes because I love hipster jokes.
Oh, you...
Well, that's what it relies on.
Yeah.
How much do you love... How much do you know about and love making fun of hipsters?
Yeah, it's so good.
Some of it I just thought, like, I just didn't like. It had nothing to do with, like, hipster jokes or not. Because I liked a lot of it. Like, the bookstore and
bookstore's
shit.
Bookstore's the best.
Well, riot.
And, and Fred Armisen, I just love everything he does.
There was other bits I was watching, like, when they had the raft in the river, and I was like, this is nothing. Nothing's happening. But
I was going to say, then if you like Fred Armisen.
Yeah, I saw that. I got to that part.
What?
In Kimmy Schmidt, where he shows up, and it's fucking great.
It's so good.
It's so good. I see he walks on on camera, and I'm like, yeah!
I saw him, and he's just like, hi! like we said, it's a very specific type of show. I mean, I'd say try to at least finish the first season. If you still don't like it by that, then
it's like a quiche.
Scotland Justin Case wants to know...
Jesus.
Who your favorite Tintin character is.
I don't know anything about Tintin.
The Captain.
Captain Haddock is Captain the Haddock, only choice, man. Really.
Is there a dog in that show?
Snowy. It's Snowy.
Yeah.
Snowy.
Yeah, the dog then.
Snowy's a genius, so that's fun. That's
I've only read Captain 2 books. Haddock. I couldn't really...
Babar.
I don't know if I have a favorite. But
Did you see the movie?
But the main cast is great. No, I never saw the movie.
You should see the movie.
Can I say Babar?
Babar is not a part of Tintin.
Babar is all right.
Professor Calculus is pretty strong too.
It's just a generic scientist.
Yeah, he's Thompson and Thompson.
Isn't Tintin?
Thompson and Thompson.
They're all lovable. They're
isn't
all lovable.
Tintin like 150 years old or some shit.
Not the character.
No, I mean like the stories.
Yeah, they're so not, like maybe take off maybe take off 100 years from that. But
but maybe he wasn't a generic scientist when
he was
invented.
I think it was like in the 40s it started.
It was pretty old. It was pretty old. Yeah.
140 billion dead.
But
Tintins.
I like Tintin himself too. Like he's kind of a generic
absolutely.
White meat
even
baby
if you
face,
had,
but
even if you had 10 like worlds and they were all Tintins,
you wouldn't be enough dead Tintins.
I really want to see Tintin get the Bail-It.
What would he wish for?
What would happen?
He'd wish for more adventure.
He'd wish for more adventure.
Even I fucking know that.
Yeah.
We got one from Drink Moxie, and he wants to know, I've been listening to your old podcast again. I'm going through the 30s this week, and it reminds me of the original Dark Souls 2 video you guys did. And,
oh, yeah, when Matt, the one Matt's still super butt
training video.
Yeah.
Are you shitting on that video in Dark Souls 3?
No, we watched a ghost just fling himself off to an endless abyss and get killed, and he said, oh, he must have taken Liam's advice.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, the fact that you embraced it or didn't embrace it was kind of based on who your coaches were?
Absolutely.
it's a difficult question.
I think I would have liked it either way, personally.
Matt's case, absolutely.
It's a difficult question to, like, because Liam suggests things, right? And it's how Liam plays. It's really up to me whether I followed it or not. And, like, in hindsight, having, like, now played, like, some Bloodborne, and I went back and I played Dark Souls 2 a little bit here and there, and I'm like, ugh, I like holding these double daggers, and I should have taken that. Like, I'm having fun with that, and, like, I could have played it my own way, but I was just like, I thought the point of the video was to do everything your coach said and never question it.
That was the point of the video.
But then your
coach actively sabotaged you for fun.
I didn't sabotage the video.
Yes, that's accurate. That's accurate.
Yeah, sure.
The intention.
There were different goals going into that video.
But no, it didn't. That video did not sour me on anything.
Liam, like, put poop in a bag and then lit the bag on fire and put it in front of your door and was like, this might ruin his shoes, but it'll be really funny.
I'm going to do all the cool stuff. Because I knew you wouldn't make Wooly do any of the cool stuff, like jump attacks.
Yeah.
Also, Pat
hey, there's a sick set of stairs there. If you go on the top and jump attack down, it'll look cool.
Yeah, but he got the far.
Also, Pat watched thousands of streams beforehand and knew where everything was.
Of course, I did.
He beat the game eight times before.
Oh, you motherfuckers!
We had a rougher time.
New challenger wants to know what your favorite. What's your favorite?
No, you do it over us.
Character Death Scream.
Oh, Death Scream? Oh, it's.
No!
Wait,
no!
What do we.
No!
What do we play? Oh, Deus Ex right now.
Oh, that one's really
bad.
I also really like Leon's in RE4.
I was just thinking
the
of
ones
that
are just these weird long wheezes.
But Willie's totally right at no.
DJ. Shout outs to Sonic the Hedgehog drowning in the in Adventure.
Yeah.
Shout outs to RuPaul.
There's no one that's really good. Shit, now I'm completely blanking.
On the spot.
Oh, anyone died in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, totally.
That's
good stuff.
And when you do Johnny Cage's triple head uppercut,
so
bad.
The triple head uppercut might be the dumbest fatality ever.
I try to do it all the time.
So fucking stupid. I love it.
It's the best.
Oh, I'm going to throw you over there.
It's Jarek. It's Jarek from the ending of MK4.
Yeah, how does
where he goes, or with that weird thing.
Yeah, he says something weird.
Where he falls
no, he yells, oh, man.
Wait, this isn't a fatality. This is brutality.
That one, yeah.
And last one we're going to take from Cassie.
Hey, what up, yo?
And who's your favorite animal companion?
Animal companion? No, that's tough.
Not Chip. Hate Chip.
Animal companion in a game?
Animal companion.
Yeah,
Chip? Game. Who's Chip?
Sonic
Unleashed.
Oh,
Sonic
Jesus
Christ. Okay. Like, Poppy is really strong. Mamaha is really strong. That's tough.
Aggro would be up there.
Because aggro is really high. I was thinking of that one.
Yeah. I mean, Ami is Ami.
I like
Isun is your companion,
so that doesn't count. The boar from Nier. That one's he's really good.
Animal companion. What are you looking up?
Nothing.
Animal companions. Nope.
Yeah, no, not at all.
You're looking at the name of one.
He's
I guess.
Buying an animal companion.
Because I don't want to just say aggro or opponent, because I want to say someone that actually really, really helps you.
Yeah, plus, like, when I think of animal companion, I think more Poppy than, like, opponent or aggro.
The wolf from Resident Evil 4.
It's Missile from Ghost Trick.
Okay.
Yeah, there is no substitute for Missile from Ghost Trick.
Missile's
good. All he does is bark all day, because that's what good doggies do.
That's all I really know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to my final answer, I'm going to go with...
I was looking up his theme.
Options A through C from Strider.
the mecha animals?
I mean, they're robots.
Robot.
They're cool.
Robot fucking tiger. Oh. Robot bird.
I just figured out mine.
What's the other one?
It's the little crawlers.
Oh, what fuck about, those. What again, about robot tiger and bird.
Ouroboros.
Tarau from Dogchild.
Oh,
how
shut up.
How could you forget?
Shut up.
His name was Tarau?
It was Tarpak and Tarau.
It was Tarau?
No, T-A-R-A-O.
No, but I just don't remember the dog's name even being that.
How could you forget?
And in a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure game, Iggy's all right.
Iggy's all right. Hey, what's the Wampo from Yojimbo in FFX?
Oh, Daigoro.
Daigoro.
Yojimbo's familiar. I was going to say, the entirety of all the animal buddies in all Donkey Kong countries.
Oh, yeah. Guard.
Rambi's all okay.
Yeah.
Rambi Rams.
Squitter, Rattly, and like there's thousands of them.
The animal buddies in Kirby 3.
Yeah.
They were pretty good.
Roy. Owl. Roy is my favorite.
The hamster guy.
Hamster guy?
God, I forgot the hamster's name.
Roy, I thought.
Was it Roy?
Roy or Rob in our name, I thought.
Yeah, those guys are cool buddies.
Those guys are cool buddy friends.
The good guys.
Hey, buddy. You're not my buddy friend.
Oh, the animal buddies from Oracle of Ages and Seasons.
Oh, who Dimitri are they?
You guys are saying a lot of like animal buddy casts.
One of them's a kangaroo with boxing gloves, and Link.
Yes.
Link gets in his pouch.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Alex.
Dimitri's a Dodongo, and Moosh is a flying blue bear.
Alex and Roger from Tekken are pretty all right.
They're not buddies to anybody.
They're your buddy.
No, they're not. No, not
they're Hachi's buddy.
They're character.
Kuma.
Hachi's buddy.
And Panda.
Panda's
not
like,
Roger all right, and Alex. Fine.
They're cool.
Gone is Pat's
but
buddy.
Missile cannot be defeated.
Missile's good.
Missile's the hero.
Not really.
No, he actually
Missile's
is.
Missile's a hero.
Did you beat Ghost Trick?
I never beat it. No.
He's the hero.
Okay. No, he's a hero.
Yeah. I keep reinstalling it on my
phone.
No,
because Missile couldn't have done it alone, and you couldn't have done it alone.
Yeah, no, it's screw Sissel. It's all
it's
about
a collect.
Missile.
Like,
I thought
are
that
all
rhyme
Pokemon
up.
Animal buddies.
Yes,
they all count.
Yeah,
there you
they
go.
All
so
count.
Onyx,
Gyarados.
I guess if you catch the God Pokemon, then you have God in your pocket.
No, Steelix is a better Pokemon
than God.
Hey, girl, I got a God in my pocket. You want to see it?
She so didn't want to see it.
Still Pokemon.
That's it.
I thought that was the last email.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Okay, guys.
So schedule
stuff. Okay, what's coming up this week?
Anything new?
No, nothing
Zelda
new.
Zelda will continue.
Like a little bit. Later.
Have we decided what day
Final
to put
Fantasy
up Dark Souls yet?
Yeah, you told me yesterday.
I did.
Yeah.
Is it the weekend or is it Monday?
I believe it's on Sunday or Monday.
Okay, I'll put it in whatever the first open slot is. So Dark Souls will show up on
Sunday
or Monday.
Okay.
The credits have officially been hit in Final Fantasy X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did it. Good job. I heard about what happened, and that's brutal.
Oh, I didn't hear about what happened.
I told you.
Okay.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
That
thing.
It's brutal.
But
you defeated it. Good job.
There's going to be more Zelda. There's going to be more of that.
Pun Kilchan continues.
Yeah.
Push it.
Trying.
Mm-hmm.
We can get up to 48,053, I bet.
I'm sure we could.
Yeah. And Matt, you and I should sit down and think about what other boxes.
Oh, there's more, huh?
Oh,
what a triumphant return.
There's always more boxes.
There's always more boxes.
Someone said, like, you don't have to do this right away, but if you get into the world of bootleg boxes.
Oh, fuck. That's infinite. Mm-hmm. You can't go there.
Well,
that's the dark zone.
Though.
Do you remember the one that I that, that
it's
I
beyond the source wall.
Like, it's the opposite of what we just did. Psygnosis.
Oh, Psygnosis boxes
are amazing. Or Psygnosis boxes. Because they were just art. There's literal art.
It's all sci-fi
I've
covers.
Never looked up to see if there's an art book called The Art of Psygnosis, but I wouldn't
I
be surprised.
I don't think so.
It would be gorgeous
Maybe
if it existed. Even their logo was fantastic.
You know, so someone else had this really good suggestion. You could do either a top 10 or just whatever, freeform. And you say top
freeform.
10. Freeform. Top 10 box arts or whatever that just lie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like guy with sweaty muscles shooting like 50,000 people.
Yeah.
It's a Mahjong game.
It is a Mahjong. It's Pong.
Lying box art.
Yeah.
I like that.
There's
like
a lot of those. There's a lot.
Yeah, that's a good too.
Lying movies too, even.
Yeah.
What are you guys looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to recording more Dark Souls, playing more Pillars of Eternity, and watching more Gundam.
I'm looking
more Gungeon. Gungeon's great.
I'm looking forward to PAX East this weekend, actually.
Yep.
I just found out today that Battle Chasers Nightcry is going to be there.
Oh, neat.
I really, really can't wait to play that. Nice. Can't wait to play Perception, Shadow Warrior 2, KOF 14.
There's a bunch of stuff.
So playable.
Try it.
Yeah, at the Sony booth, right? Yeah.
Playable.
Somewhere, yeah. Really, really going to have fun time there, so.
What about you?
I'm excited for PAX East. I want to finish Dark Souls 3 as well.
I hate
I know.
Yeah.
I know you do.
It
doesn't make me not want to finish
Dark Souls. No, that's fine. No, just take it for a while, and then I will apologize once I beat the game.
Fine. I don't know. Other than that, like, I don't know. That's my life goal right now. Dark Souls 3, really.
I know exactly how you
so
yeah,
good.
Yeah. No, I'm just, I'm hammering through more JoJo, mm-hmm. and I am...
Isn't Steel Ball Run, like, super long?
It is very, very long. Like, I've, like, the marathon...
Like the stuff that exists?
Yeah, the marathon effort that you put into, like, finishing any other one gets you, like, a fraction of the way there
nice.
In this one, so it's quite a long run. But it's enjoyable so far.
Because it's a race.
Through, yeah. Yeah, no, I guess... Yeah, mainly that. Of course, PAX is going to be just wacky good. Shenanigans and fun. And you know what? No, I'm not going to mention that yet. I'll mention that once I actually crack the lid on it. There's a series that I wanted to go through that I'll wait.
Yeah, don't say it and then not actually do it.
So that I'm not held accountable for not doing it.
Shit, terrible. I have to commit. It's the night before. What do I do?
Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing until I actually go through it.
For anyone listening that is
House of Cards. Yeah, House of Cards.
Oh, yeah, you were saying you're going to start. For anyone listening that is going to PAX East, stay tuned to our Facebook or me or at least Wooly's Twitter, as we're going to have an autograph signing at the ScreenWave booth, like we said in our video, but we haven't hammered like an exact time and day right now. I hope to get mm-hmm. that.
So keep a looking.
So
yeah.
Keep a lookout for that, so we can do autographs because it was a long line last time we went to PAX.
Be
East,
sure
so.
To make note.
Oh,
like,
get some enforcers going.
Enforcers, yeah. And we gotta make note, like mentally, to next time we have some kind of Q&A of some kind, to have a question that's like exactly how many dead cops.
Yeah.
Give us the precise number of dead cops.
Because how many dead cops?
We've been saying it. We said,
man, this is going to come back on
said,
us so bad.
We said about 20%.
No other end results.
We said 20% the right number.
Yeah.
There's several other numbers after
is.
It that are even more
what
complicated.
What year do we kill them all?
It's terrible.
To go my eyes and I'm taken to a battery of red on mine. I'm a gentle being, they take a shelter in the bits on my spine, straight like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain how it's old, I'm dying. And if it happens again, I'ma move so silently to the arms and the lips and the face of the human kind of ball.
It's
like I'm
party people in the house,
let's go.
It's your boy, James Lee, I ain't so FMA, watch me play. Behind my back, you know what's next. Jam, all in your face, what's up? Just feel the bass, drop it, knock it down the room. Shake it, quake it, space, come on. Just work that body, work that body. Make sure you know, run the body. Make it wild, lose your mind. Make this thing in the overtime.
Do I come stand a little bit closer? Breathe in, get a bit higher.
Oh, y'all get on the phone, so hey, get the
story.
Run
wild,
the magenta beam and take a shelter in the face of the spot just like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I need so what I'm done. And if it happens again, I'ma move so silently to the arms and the lips and the face.